Jones's Fort Gun Shop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. It's a new year and we're very excited about the new leadership for our nation. Jones's Fort is offering the brand new Ruger LCP Max 380 at only $349 and the new Ruger Max 9 at just $395. Jones's Fort, serving all your firearm needs since 1962. You can find us at 1600 East Cypress Avenue or just give us a call, 530-222-3223.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
That never sleeps. 17 miles from Madison Square Garden, New York City. It's America at Night with Rich Valdez. America's favorite late night talk program featuring interesting guests from around the world and calls from across America. And now, here is your host, Rich Valdez.
Hi there, good evening, and what's up, America? I am Rich Valdez, Valdez with an S, at Rich Valdez on all of the social media. Welcome to the Friday night edition of the program. We're live, we're national. Our phone number is 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. And happy to be here with you. We're live from the nation's capital tonight at our affiliate in Washington, D.C., WMAL. Thank you for the hospitality. And great drive down here, by the way. But big news today. El Trompito Donaldus Magnus has decided to move the inauguration inside. He says it's too cold. And the breaking news right now is Israel. Israel has agreed to the ceasefire agreement with Hamas. After about 7 hours of deliberation, they've reached their verdict and they came in with yes. We've got a report from Mike Tobin at Fox News. Listen to this.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government has approved the Gaza ceasefire agreement after problems and delays. The three-stage process initially releases hostages and could ultimately end the 15-month war.
I fully expect that implementation will begin, as we said, on Sunday.
Palestinians around the world celebrate as the hostage for prisoner exchange is lopsided. The first phase calls for about 1,000 Palestinians to be released from Israeli jails, while 33 Israeli hostages are free. The deal executes after noon on Sunday, with as many as 4 women released from Gaza captivity. American hostages are scheduled to be released in subsequent waves that ultimately return 98 remaining hostages. Roughly two-thirds of them are presumed to be alive. The first stage also calls for a 6-week pause in the fighting.
God willing that this ceasefire will be implemented, and thus calm will return to the Gaza Strip. We hope for peace and reassurance for all Palestinians, wherever they are.
Aid trucks are scheduled to move into Gaza at the rate of 600 per day, and the agreement ultimately allows for the reconstruction of a devastated Gaza Strip. The punishing defense launched by Israel decapitated Hezbollah and left Hamas isolated among ruins, out of reach from Iranian support, and desperate. Diplomatic efforts were unrelenting. Now negotiators and even Hamas leadership say pressure from the incoming Trump administration made the ceasefire possible.
We see the way he fought for a deal to happen. And I believe if this will continue to be the attitude and approach for the next 4 years, we can create a lot of good things for the region.
Prime Minister Netanyahu announced in this evening's prolonged cabinet meeting that President Trump promised to, incoming President Trump promised to deliver to Israel weapons that were frozen during the Biden administration. The spokesman says that gives Israel additional tools if the ceasefire falls apart and they have to return to the fight.
That, again, report from Fox News. So that's where we're at, right? You've got the news. I expected this. We'd have something like this. There'd be some renegotiating. There'd be some backtracking. But here we are. We've arrived. It looks like things are going swimmingly, if I could use that word. I'm excited that we have this inauguration upon us. I'm excited that there's a ceasefire. I'm excited that things are really starting to look up. You've got world leaders that are really putting themselves out there, like literally. I just read something. Let me see if I can pull this up. One of the folks from China. Let me see if I can pull that up. But apparently China's interested in coming to the inauguration. How about that? Now, why? Why would they want to come? Well, the vice president of China is going to be coming to the inauguration. I guess Xi Jinping wants to keep, tabs on El Trumpito. And El Trumpito says, you know what? Keep your friends close and your enemies even closer. So there's that. Let me see if I can give you this guy's name. Let's see if I can pronounce his name. Right? I'm not very well versed in Mandarin, but Liu Pengyu, that's funny, is a spokesperson for the Chinese embassy in Washington. He confirmed that Vice President Han is planning to attend as President Xi Jinping's special representative to the United States President's inauguration. How about that? Ain't that something? Everybody wants to cut a deal when they know they're out of options. That's it. You know, like sharks. These people are like sharks. Ultimately, when a shark senses, sees, feels blood in the water, they jump right in. Right? That's many politicians. That's just how this works. They saw Biden's weakness. They saw the fecklessness. And they said, aquí vamos. Here we go. We're going right in. But now that they see El Trumpito and there is a track record with Trump, they say, you know what? You can't play with this guy. It's like when Joe Clark was the principal in Patterson. The guy with the baseball bat, Lean on Me. I don't know if you remember that movie. He was tough. No nonsense. He wasn't playing that. And that's all that is. And we're seeing it. And everywhere I look, I see it. I see people saying, all right, it's time to act like grown-ups again. The United States is a serious leader. And let me thank God that we have a serious leader. And this is not just thank God for Trump. Yes, thank God for Trump. But this is just thank God that we're not being embarrassed anymore by Joe El Baboso Biden. Because come on, how much worse could it get? You've got Biden doing horribly at the national level. You've got Kamala Harris, the vice president, doing even worse. Cities, governors, right? The mayors, Karen Bass, Gavin Newsom. We replaced Lori Lightfoot in Chicago with who? Brandon Johnson, right? Sky any better? Anything improved? You've got community members in Chicago lining up saying, you know what, we're going to vote for Trump, showing up to city council meetings with MAGA hats. Why? Well, for many reasons. I think, number one, the Democrats failed them. Number two, the MAGA movement has truly become a populist movement where it's not about politics per se, it's about the people and what's best for the people. And that's how that goes. People are on board. Been to a MAGA rally lately? Very eclectic. You never know what you're going to get. Anyway, folks, I'm looking forward to talking about what's going on in Chicago. See how we could get an update on what's happening there. I want to talk about what's happening here in Washington. We're going to have a little reporters roundtable with a couple of reporters from Washington to understand what the story is there. And then I want to talk about second chances. I want to talk about, when people go to jail, when they come back. I want to talk about reentry, because we've got a whole lot of everything going on in this country. And I got this amazing clip of audio. Apparently, you've got these caravans down at the border. Some of them are turning back because they've realized, you know what, it's not going to work. I'm not going to go there just to get deported. So they're self-deporting. Imagine that. I think we talked about that on this show. So lots to come, plus your calls. 833-4-VALDEZ is the number. We are live and national, so if you want to chime in on the conversation, feel free. And don't go anywhere, because we're coming right back.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
Hey, you. I knew I'd find you back in the same aisle. What are you looking for today? More fiber? More laxatives? More of the same ways to manage your constipation? Look, if your constipation with belly pain keeps coming back, you may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Basket Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Reading Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
This deal between the Israelis and Hamas, which was just approved by Netanyahu and the Israeli government. We're going to continue our conversation into prisoner reentry. And, of course, I want to talk about what's going on in Chicago. Now, just about a week ago, I mentioned this on the air, and I have a clip for you that I didn't play for you. And it's the mayor of Chicago, Brandon Johnson, who by many estimates is not an improvement from Lori Lightfoot. But he was on local news with a reporter, and she asked him about his response to his negative poll numbers. His numbers look really, really bad. And why would they look good? I mean, you're talking about there's a big campaign finance issues right now that when they're looking at the previous race. that there's also the mayor and the chief financial officer of the city of Chicago are now reacting today, or yesterday rather, to the S&P, Standard & Poor's Global, dropping their debt rating. So there's so much to talk about. And I want to get a take from somebody who's not one of the usual suspects, right? This is a gentleman that is a public servant in the city of Chicago. He's an alderman there. He's been on this program before. He's part of the Hispanic community. He's part of the Chicago community, part of the LGBTQ community. He's a Democrat, and he's been critical of the Democrats. Alderman Raymond Lopez, welcome back, sir.
Rich, thank you. Happy Friday to you and your listeners.
Thank you. You too, brother. Happy New Year. So I want to talk about Brandon Johnson, but first I want to play this clip that I have of Mayor Johnson seemingly defending his negative poll numbers. Listen to this.
Recent polls show 76% of those surveyed say Chicago would be better off with a different mayor. How do you convince them otherwise?
Well, look, the people of Chicago elected me to invest in people. In every single category as it relates to investments, they're up. I actually am humbled that the people of Chicago believe in my administration enough to have greater expectations than any other administration. That's what leadership looks like, and I'm humbled to do it.
Why do you say that? Why do you say that there's greater expectations? I don't know where I hear that. And then the feedback instead is that the polling is poor. So how do you're just, I don't know how you interpret it that way.
Well, because I'm a middle child. Maybe it's because I'm a Bears fan. By the way, the Bears are undefeated in 2025, so we're off to a great start. I'm saying, though. Look, the people of Chicago voted for me to invest in them, and that's exactly what we've done. And I'm going to continue to do that.
All right. Now, I don't have the magic eight ball here to answer this question, but 76% disapproval sounds worse than Joe El Baboso Biden. This is a bad number. And she was dumbfounded. She didn't know what words to come up with as to why he was bragging on. I'm so proud of Chicagoans. I'm proud of them, too, for seeing right from wrong. Alderman, what do you think?
Well, clearly, Brandon Johnson wasn't a math teacher or a statistics teacher to understand that 74% against you is worse than 14% for you. I honestly believe, Rich, that I don't even know if it's denial. I just think he's delusional at this point. He's in his own little bubble, and even his talking points don't match reality. Because to say that you were elected to invest in people, okay, maybe that was true when you were first elected, but here you are 20 plus months into your first term, almost half to the halfway point. You had great ambitions to invest $250 million into housing, $250 million into youth, and I think we're at a whopping $15 million 20 months in. You're not meeting your own metrics, let alone the delusional ones that are being portrayed. And Chicagoans know better. We've been down this path with a mayor that was severely disconnected from reality when we had Lori Lightfoot. But even she knew when she was off the path. I don't think Brandon Johnson even knows he's no longer in the forest, let alone on the path he started in.
Now, where does that come from? I mean, I don't really know the guy. You know, I know a little bit about Chicago, but I'm not an alderman like you. How can you be so out of touch and get elected mayor?
Well, first off, he wasn't a Chicagoan. He was born and raised in the suburbs and moved to the west side of the city just when he was running for office for county commissioner.
Carpetbagger.
And even as mayor, even before becoming mayor, before being elected to anything, he was a union organizer for the Chicago Teachers Union. So, you know, they know how to spin bad numbers like it's nobody's business. And you know, our school district here, you've got 26% with state reading profit that are proficient at state standards for reading, you know, 17% for math, and yet they'll pat themselves on the back for the great gains that they've got going on in the classroom. So it's not surprising that the same people who support and speak well to what they do in a classroom when kids can't read, can't do math, and can't write their own name on a piece of paper, you're seeing the same mentality in full display in city council.
Folks, we're on with Alderman Raymond Lopez, a Democrat from Chicago, and he was elected by his constituents to represent them. And I feel like he does because he's willing to take on his own party and call it you know, call a spade when he has to. And I think that's what all politicians need to do. Now, Alderman, there's
in the Democratic Party.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Absolutely. And every party, honestly. But there seems to be less robust debate there, and I agree with you on that. Now, the mayor of Chicago, Brandon Johnson, and his chief financial officer, they've been downgraded. The city's debt rating was downgraded by S&P Global, Standard & Poor's. This is not a good thing. And what's the reaction from you, and what are you hearing from your constituents?
Well, to put things in perspective for your listeners, we are basically one step above junk bond status right now in the city of Chicago. And we borrow roughly a third of our budget every year. We have $38 billion in overall outstanding debt, whether it's, you know, bonds, pension, you name it, where every Chicago resident, man, woman, and child, regardless of age, has a $10,200 debt bill attached to their name just because they're here. And we try to tell them that you have to address some of the real structural issues in the budget in order to keep ourselves not only solvent but prepare for the future. You have to make cuts. You have to live within your means. You have to quit pretending that the federal money is going to continue and stop spending like a drunken sailor every year. And all of that fell on deaf ears. We even warned them that if you continue down this path, that there will be a downgrade, because we were hearing it already even before our budget was approved. And the mayor and his CFO's response was, well, we haven't seen it in writing, so there's no guarantee that's going to happen.
Now, let me ask you a question. When you're raising these concerns, how are you voting for the budget? Are you saying, I'm not voting for it until I see this? Are your colleagues doing that? What's the process like?
So in the city of Chicago, generally speaking, the mayor will introduce a preliminary budget. We'll have roughly 2 to 3 weeks of nonstop debate and discussion. Go department by department for 20 days just to see where we're spending, ask the questions we need to, both in terms of service delivery, but also in terms of what we're spending and is what we're spending correct. And throughout those discussions, we've been very clear that we didn't want to raise taxes. We wanted to cut. We wanted to get to pre-pandemic levels, because before the pandemic, the city of Chicago's operating budget was roughly $12 billion. We're now almost at $18 billion in less than 4 years' time. So you've seen almost a 50% increase based primarily on the infusion of federal dollars from the pandemic, propping up all kinds of programs, all kinds of new jobs, which the mayor is hoping to, Mayor Brandon Johnson hopes to put onto the taxpayers so that he could keep all of those positions.
Well, and you also had an infusion of people, right? There were so many people that were sleeping in the police station.
Correct. And, you know, you cannot operate in this manner. And especially when you are already having difficulty growing your economy, there's only so much you could squeeze out of a lemon from Chicago taxpayers. And they've already said they've had enough. You see the residents who appear yelling at the mayor, yelling at city council, tired of seeing their money go to other priorities other than what Chicagoans care about. And then to say that you need more, more, and more, no one wants to hear that. Least of all, those who finance our deficit spending year over year, because that downgrade is going to cost us in the long run, because you have to service that debt every year.
Of course. Folks, we're on with Alderman Raymond Lopez, and we're going to come right back. We're going to wrap up with some national topics on his thoughts on what's going on across the country and the future for the Democrat Party in the Trump administration. Don't go anywhere, folks. Rich Valdez coming right back. 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
We changed the basic formula of how to make an economy work. The trickle-down stuff about, well, let the people go out and make a lot of money, and the benefits will flow from that will trickle down to middle class and working class people. My dad used to say, not a whole lot ever trickle down his kitchen table.
Not a whole lot trickling down. Well, I want to come back to our conversation with Chicago Alderman Raymond Lopez. He's a Democrat, and he's been critical of his own party when he sees them slipping, and they've definitely been slipping. And Joe Biden at the top of the ticket, man, I'm pretty sure I'm hoping that you're glad he's gone too, Alderman.
You know, there was so much potential, I think, for him and for Kamala, but it was just, you know, squandered. And I think that the Democratic Party as a whole needs to have a come to Jesus moment, to be perfectly honest with you. you know, I've never seen this party in such disarray, top to bottom, left to right, and all points in between, because it seems as though we are working extremely hard to alienate our core constituencies, our historic demographic that support us, trying to embrace new a very small number of new voters and new ideologies, and cancel anyone who disagrees with them at the expense of everyone else. And, you know, I think that God bless Joe Biden. There were some areas where he was good at, but there were clearly some areas where there was a lot of disconnect, a lot of deferring to departments and agencies and secretaries who clearly did not have the country's best interests in mind. They were putting their politics above their duties to do American policy, most notably, obviously, at the border. And I think that, you know, we averted a disaster with Kamala because she was completely detached from reality. But I think that politically, if Democrats don't get their act together, you know, Trump could very well be setting up a legacy for the Republican Party that will be very difficult for Democrats to overcome if they continue to rely on people like Bernie Sanders and some of the more left of left and extreme of extremes to represent the party.
Alderman Lopez, I agree with what you're saying. And my thinking is, why? Why would you make a trade-off when seemingly, I'm going to pitch this from the Democrat perspective. You had Obama. He was there for 2 years. You got Trump. They did what they did. You had COVID. You had this opportunity. They found a chink in the armor and they said, we're going to get in here. And they had a pretty robust primary, right? I think Bernie Sanders had brought a lot to the table. Not that I like his policies, but there was gravitas. And he strikes this deal with Biden, and Biden keeps his end of the deal, where he brings in a lot of this left-wing policy. But for what? Like, what was the purpose of bringing in this smaller group of new Democrats and alienating the larger group of old Democrats, which I'd say a good percentage of them now become Trumpers?
Well, and that's the real issue here, is that you're trying to force the Democratic Party and their large base of voters into accepting a new reality that, quite frankly, many of them don't want to accept, don't believe in. And, you know, I hear it all the time. You know, I'm an old school Democrat. No, I'm a reminder of what Democrats used to be. And there are a lot of Democratic voters who remember and miss that and did vote for Trump because of the fact that, you know, it's hard for some people to support many of the things that the Democratic Party's focus on, especially when you ignore the pleas of working class people to address their issues. Democratic Party used to be the party of the working class people. It was the Republicans that were the millionaires, the elites, and so on and so forth. And now it's like the world's invert has gone in the inverse. And unless Oprah's getting, you know, $1 million to sit down on a couch with you, you know, you're not going to have any FaceTime in the Democratic Party anymore. And it's very sad to see this happen to my party, you know, and nowhere has it been on greater display. As you talk about the undocumented, the immigrants and things of that nature, as we see this conversation with regards to when can you deport someone? Should crimes be deportable offenses? And even in my own city, we tried to change the sanctuary laws, the welcoming city law here, to say that if you commit any one of the four categories of crimes, with drugs, with prostitution, with gangs, or with human trafficking or sex crimes involving minors, then you should not be safe here. You should not have sanctuary here. And almost 40 aldermen said no to that.
Wow.
Something so basic, so common sense. They said no. And that's where we're losing people, because everyone else can see that that makes sense. That even, you know, if you don't not want to get into the full immigration debate, what people do when they're here matters too. And you're going to turn a blind eye to that. And, you know, we're all becoming junior Jussie Smollett's. And, you know, most people don't have time for that anymore, you know.
What a disaster that was. Folks, we're on with Alderman Raymond Lopez. And again, I agree with what you're saying. I really, from a political perspective, I'm thinking part of politics, and you know this better than anybody, right? You're out here taking a risk. You know, you're on a conservative program. You're saying things that some of your colleagues aren't going to like. But you get reelected. And it's because the people are on your side. And that's how politics, I thought, worked, right? As long as you got the people, you have some bargaining power. But how is it that people are, like, the people are telling Brandon Johnson, 76% of them, we don't approve? The American people spoke, and Trump got these big numbers. And yet Democrats are still doubling down on a lot of this crazy that the Democrat people, voters, are telling them, no, thank you. Why is it not stopping?
I think that there's a sickness in the Democratic Party, a delusional sickness, because even not locally, even nationally, look at what happened after Kamala Harris' defeat. You had the progressives, you had the AOCs and the J. Pauls and all them stating that, well, if the Democrat voters were more like us, we would have won. Well, yeah, I can't argue that point, but I mean, maybe if you were more like us and had candidates that, you know, were more middle of the road, you might have won.
And honestly, it's not even the middle of the road, right? I mean, I'm sure you and I are worlds apart on a lot of things. It looks like the middle of the road because they've moved the road so far to the left.
Right. I feel like I'm on the off-ramp and the road went, you know, a mile to the left of me.
Oh, boy. That's true. Man, I don't know. I love the conversation. I really appreciate it. From my perch, I always blame the same people. I blame the media, the left within the media. And I'm talking about the hardcore left. You know, the people that wear the Karl Marx t-shirt to go to sleep. The left within academia. These people really idolize this philosophy. And they try to push it. And they have influence and they have a big platform, so they get some attention. And they get young people, like a young AOC, to come and say, you know, all right. And then the rest of her friends, the squad. But we saw the squad, they're falling apart. Bowman.
Yeah.
Cori Bush, they're dropping. So at some point, somebody should say, like somebody, I don't know who, maybe Schumer, maybe Pelosi, somebody needs to say, hello, guys, this isn't working. Why isn't that happening?
Well, I think there's just been a dynamic shift, especially at the federal level, when you see that, first off, you know, you've got to clear that bench. You can't have 80-year-old members leading the show in Congress, in both houses, who've been there for 40, 50 years, and expect them to know how to welcome new people in, how to deal with the realities in front of them. I think they see the AOCs of the world as loud, flashy, and gravitate towards them because they don't know how to connect themselves. And it's true on the Republican side, too, when you look at Marjorie Taylor Greene and some of the other folks who are just as crazy, but on the other side of the aisle. You know, I think there's a real loss when you see like the Richie Torreses or Byron in Florida.
Donald.
You know, they are more closely aligned, and I think they're better leaders than the loudmouths of social media on both sides of the aisle. But sadly, it's the loudmouths that are getting all the attention because the electorate doesn't read newspaper articles, won't pay for a paywall, so they rely totally on whatever's provided on a TikTok or Instagram reel for their news and their entertainment. And to be perfectly honest with you, most politicians have not realized that the modern precinct captain, the modern campaign worker, is the iPhone or Android in a person's pocket.
Yeah.
And that's where both parties are forced to contend with some of these, you know, ignorant, uneducated, you know, extremists, because those are the ones who manipulated that technology the quickest, the fastest, and the best, and are pulling the parties further and further apart. Well, the unfortunate thing for both parties is eventually you meet each other on the other side of that circle and become exactly what you hated. And I think that we're getting closer to that point as we speak.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, Thomas Sowell, the economist, once said something just like that. He said, if we keep trying to get so granular from you know, deviating from just the norm, we're going to end up being so granular that we end up exactly as a particle of that same big norm again. And I think that part is very true. I think the ideas also matter. You might have people that are radical or outspoken on both sides of the aisle, but the ideas coming from some of these are popular to many. Like, you know, just you made an example, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Let's say she's talking about she doesn't want to use the bathroom with a member of Congress that's trans. I think that's a popular idea with a lot of people. Whereas when you have AOC talking about a lot of the policies that she promotes, whether it's the Green New Deal or whatever, and she was just harping last night. We had a good clip on her saying that, you know, trans girls are girls. And it was just, it was so funny because, it was just so funny. But the bottom line was I felt like she was really preaching not to the choir, because even the Democrats are on board with the Republicans on a lot of these issues. And if they don't get with the right issue, it's a loser, right? It's a losing proposition.
Well, I think either way, regardless of which side of the extreme you're on, you really have to be based in reality at some point, especially if you're trying to appeal to a broader audience or trying to go for a higher office, because you can't just be in your own little microcosm and think that's always going to carry the day. And I think that's kind of where I think Marjorie has made better progress than AOC, because sure. A majority of Americans agree with her sentiment over AOC.
Now, one more question, because I have to take a break, but I really want to get... If we can magically make you the chair of the DNC right now, what's your first order of business?
Man.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Looking for the freshest top shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you'll find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
And start watching for free. Millions are really making the switch to Newsmax. Be one.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos. Fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at GetEthos.com. That's GetEthos.com.
Mayday, mayday. We've been compromised. The pilot's a hitman.
I knew you were
going to
be fun.
On January 24th.
Tell me how to fly this thing.
Mark Wahlberg.
You know what's the difference between me and you? You're going to die.
Don't shoot if we need him.
Y'all need a pilot?
Flight Risk. Rated R. Sponsored by Lionsgate.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt?
I owe the IRS $37,000.
Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs that may protect you from IRS collection agencies. They have the power to garnish your wages, put liens on your property, and levy your bank account. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS.
Civic Tax Relief basically represented me against the IRS, and by the time everything was completed, I didn't owe the IRS anything.
Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
I would recommend anyone who has a tax problem to contact Civic Tax Relief.
For free information, call 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908. Don't wait. Call now. 800-841-0908. That's 800-841-0908.
With an S.
Welcome back. Getting to your calls in a moment. Again, the phone number 833-4-VALDEZ, 833-582-5337. And I want to just recap a couple of things here, because Biden said some crazy things today about the equal rights, the 28th Amendment, just lots of things. And it's clear somebody, I guess he doesn't have a boss, because nobody's telling him to, can you just fade away, you know, your days to go, right? Just a couple of days to go. But I find it interesting that nobody's trying to slow him down. They're like, yeah, I gotta have all your fun. And they probably shouldn't, because he keeps doing what he does, right? He keeps putting his foot in his mouth. But in addition to Biden, being that we are live tonight in the nation's capital, shout out to our affiliate, WMAL, I want to talk about a little bit of what went down in the confirmation hearings today, right? There were some confirmation hearings today. Kristi Noem was in front of the Senate, and there was a lot of discussion with Senator Hawley, with others. And I've got a couple of clips here. I'm trying to zero down the one that I wanted to play for you first, but I'm going to start with number three. Because this one I think is pertinent to kind of what we were talking about with the amount of illegal aliens in the country. Listen to this.
Will you end the use of the CBP One app?
Yes, Senator, if confirmed, and I have the opportunity to be secretary on day one, CBP One will be shut down. There's data and information in there that we will preserve so that we can ensure we know who's coming into this country and who's already here that we need to go find, but also we make sure that there's another program, CHNV, which I'm sure you're very familiar with, where our federal government actually paid to fly people into this country directly from other countries without any vetting or knowing who they are. So there's several of these programs that need to be eliminated, and we need to ensure that we're following legal immigration laws.
So we have to follow legal immigration laws. Look, she's not saying anything that doesn't make sense. Of course, all of this stuff makes sense. What's really interesting here is that the first sentence for me, I'm ready to be secretary on day one. For whatever reason, I believe her. I believe that she's been an effective governor, and I believe that she'll be effective in this capacity too. You know why? Because I also think, how much worse could it get than Alejandro Mayorkas? This guy's all but flagging people in at the border himself. So my question is, what is Alejandro Mayorkas up to? What's he doing? Well, he also spoke on CNBC today, and I'm going to play that when we come back. Keep it locked right here. Don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
When disaster strikes, the food supply is the first domino to fall. It can start quietly, an emergency alert, a breaking news headline. But within hours, reality sets in. People rush to grocery stores, emptying shelves of everything from bread to canned goods. Lines stretch out the door, tempers flare, and desperation takes hold. And no matter who's in charge these days, you simply can't rely on the government to bail you out. That's why having an emergency food supply on hand is the right move for you and your family. Right now, you can get $50 off a 4-week emergency food kit at MyPatriotSupply.com. They're an American company trusted by millions, offering 2,000 calories per day with essential vitamins and minerals to keep you strong during a crisis. This food will be there for you when you need it, since it lasts up to 25 years and can ship out to you next day. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now to get $50 off your 4-week emergency food kit. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
The county just requested more electric charging stations.
Orders have really amped up at Able Electric.
We need 3 more at First in Maine, and we just got another hotel chain.
It's no shock. Able Electric needs Able Electrician.
The grocery store wants charging stations, too.
And fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED, because millions of men experience it. Did you know that 1 in 4 people seeking treatment for ED are under 40? So you're not alone, and even better, Hims can help. Find the ED treatment that fits your needs at up to 95% less than the brand names when you get started at Hims.com/joy. It all starts with an online intake form. From there, a medical provider licensed in your state will determine if ED treatment is right for you. Through Hims.com, you can access a full range of treatment options for ED, including daily or as-needed meds, through a 100% online process. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. Millions of men experience ED, but Hims can help. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy for your free online visit. Hims.com/joy.
I wish that we had more time, and that would enable us to do more, not only in furtherance of our mission, but in the service of the American people. And I don't tend to look back like that. I look forward and see what is ahead and what can be ahead for the benefit of the American people.
More like, I wish we had more time so I could do more damage. That's Alejandro Mayorkas talking about, I wish I had more time. There's something wrong with this man. There really is something wrong with him. Our mission, his mission has been to open the southern border of this country and bring in 20 million illegal aliens, a fair portion of them criminals. Quickly, to the phones we go, 833-4-VALDEZ, with seconds to go on the clock. Paul, Boise, Idaho, KBOI, go for it.
I got you for a lady one day, and I mean lady. And she was so mad that she said, I'm so mad that I could spit. And that's how I feel about Marcus. I can't use what I want to say on the air, but you know where I'm going.
Oh, yeah. Paul, I agree with you, brother. Listen, I'm so glad this guy, he's been one of the bigger thorns in my side, and I'm glad he's gone. I'm glad that we're going to have a chance to go in a new direction. Paul, thanks for the call, brother. Shout out to Boise, Idaho, KBOI. And, folks, if you're sticking with us, I appreciate it. If this is the end of the road for you because of where you are in the country, then hasta la próxima. Take care, good night, and God bless you, America. I'm Rich Valdez.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Israel's cabinet has approved a deal for a ceasefire in Gaza and the release of dozens of hostages that will pause the 15-month war with Hamas for 6 weeks. The deal agreed to early Saturday brings Israel and Hamas a step closer to ending their deadliest and most destructive fighting ever. The ceasefire will go into effect Sunday. Mediators Qatar and the U.S. announced the ceasefire Wednesday, but the deal was in limbo for more than a day as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu insisted there were last-minute complications that he blamed on the Hamas terrorist group. Also at townhall.com, Monday's presidential inauguration will be moved indoors because of extremely cold temperatures expected in Washington. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
President-elect Trump announced that his inauguration ceremony will now take place inside the U.S. Capitol Rotunda. Forecasters say Monday will be the coldest inauguration day in 40 years, with temperatures here in D.C. around 20 degrees, with wind chills in the single digits. Writing on social media, the incoming president said he ordered the ceremony indoors to keep people safe. He said the Capitol One Arena will host the presidential parade after his swearing-in and inaugural address. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Biden claims that the Equal Rights Amendment should be considered part of the U.S. Constitution.
The National Archives said previously that the Equal Rights Amendment cannot be certified because it wasn't ratified before a deadline set by Congress. And on Friday, it reiterated that position, saying the underlying legal and procedural issues have not changed. Presidents do not have any role in the amendment process.
Correspondent Donna Warder. TikTok CEO is thanking President-elect Trump for his commitment to keeping the app available after the Supreme Court upheld the federal law banning it beginning Sunday users unless it's sold by the China-based parent company. You'll find more at townhall.com.
You know, a lot of times you...
Hi, everyone. If you or someone you know were diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma, listen up. This could be the result of asbestos exposure, and you could be entitled to significant compensation. Call us at 800-818-0200. To find out if you qualify for a cash settlement, I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here to help the listeners. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma should give us a call right now and find out if you qualify for a cash settlement. Call 800-818-0200.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you or a loved one were diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma, call right now to find out if you qualify for cash compensation. 800-818-0200.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
UN Chief Antonio Guterres visits peacekeepers in southern Lebanon, as correspondent Karen Jamas reports.
Guterres spoke with peacekeepers, heard their stories, and thanked them for their service.
Oh, thank you very much.
During the visit, the UN chief said Israel must withdraw from Lebanese territories and stop conducting military operations inside Lebanon that violate the UN Security Council resolution that halted the 14-month fighting between Israel and Hezbollah. He reiterated that Lebanese government forces, as well as UN peacekeepers, are the only sides who should have armed presence south of the Litani River near the border with Israel.
The Biden administration says popular weight loss drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy have been added to Medicare's list of medications that will be negotiated directly between the government and drug manufacturers. The price negotiations for the additional 15 drugs selected Friday will be handled by the incoming Trump administration and almost assure billions of dollars in savings for taxpayers. A federal task force has released recommendations on how to help avoid any mishandling of classified documents by a presidential administration.
Better guidance and training. That's what the Presidential Records Task Force is recommending on how to safeguard classified information when one presidential administration transitions to the next. The task force, formed nearly a year ago by President Joe Biden, is also calling on Congress to provide more money for secure storage so presidents can safely access records after leaving office. Donna Warder, Washington.
The L.A. wildfires have forced thousands of students to relocate to other schools. Students from two elementary schools that burned down in the Palisades fire arrived Wednesday for their first day of class at two other L.A. campuses where their classes are being held temporarily. Seven other L.A. United classified schools are in evacuation zones that have been closed since the fire. More at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time is coming for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
That never sleeps. 17 miles from Madison Square Garden, New York City. It's America at Night with Rich Valdez. America's favorite late night talk program featuring interesting guests from around the world and calls from across America. And now, here is your host, Rich Valdez.
Hi there, good evening, and what's up, America? I am Rich Valdez, Valdez with an S, at Rich Valdez on all of the social media. You know, I kind of get lost in the sauce every now and again because I really like the bumper music on this show. Anyway, happy to be here with you. We're live, we're national, we're in the nation's capital tonight, Washington, D.C. Big shout out to our affiliate here, 105.9 News Talk, WMAL, and making this studio available for me tonight. And we're getting ready for Inauguration Day. That's coming up. Inauguration weekend starts right now. We're doing a preview of that throughout the evening tonight. We're talking about all of the big headlines. And the biggest headline today, at least in the last couple hours, is that Israel has agreed, the Israeli government approving the ceasefire deal with Hamas and giving the green light to release 735 prisoners, right? This is what's going to happen. Israel is going to release 735 Palestinian prisoners during the deal's first phase. Pretty interesting stuff here. The deal is expected to go into effect on Sunday, and it's going to include 3 phases. The first phase is expected to last for 6 weeks, during which 33 Israeli hostages are going to be released. Amen, praise God, hallelujah, about time. The ministry statement was released shortly after the Israeli government approved the deal, paving the way for the deal on Sunday. The ministry released the names of all prisoners set for release, except those of 25 minors that are between the ages of 16 and 18. In a statement that was released earlier, the ministry said 95 prisoners are scheduled to be released on Sunday, including 70 females and 25 males. 3 female Israeli civilian hostages are expected to be released on Sunday in the exchange, according to 2 U.S. officials. This is reporting from CNN as of just about an hour ago. Now, we've also got
continuation of how this went down, 33 people got together for the Israeli government, and this 33-member group of ministers, Foreign Ministry of Israel, weighed this thing. And they went into smaller security cabinet groups, deliberating, went on for 7 hours. Late into tonight, which is their time, already Saturday morning. So that's what's happening there. And the Palestinian Authority is now ready to assume full responsibility in Gaza, according to Mahmoud Abbas. He's the president of the Palestinian Authority, and he's ready to go. Now, you know, what's interesting is this is part of the reason why I've always felt that the two-state solution doesn't work, because you really have three interested parties, right? Abbas is not necessarily Hamas, and he's not Israel. And this is how there's always this third party that's intervening. That's usually Iran. Now, I'm going to say it's these folks. But what's interesting about all this is that what I pointed out last night, that they're doing it right on time with El Trompito's timeline, right? Because he said that if this isn't done by the time he takes office, it's over, right? All hell will break loose. That was the quote. So here we have these people deliberating, and whatever had to be done was done, and I'm grateful for the outcome. It's about time. So that's the story with that. Now, moving on from that, we've got the announcement that the inauguration is going to be held indoors. Now, this happened back in 1985 with Ronaldus Magnus, who, the same thing, was 7 degrees back then, and he said, people are going to be, nobody might come, right? But I would challenge that, right? Being a New Yorker, I grew up in Jersey, but born in New York, born in Brooklyn, and I can tell you I've been to two times I've been to Times Square for New Year's Eve. And it does not matter how cold it gets on New Year's Eve, people show up. They wait and they wait. They wear diapers because they don't have access to the bathroom. So if they'll do it to watch the ball drop, they'll do it to watch El Trompito take the oath of office. But very gracious of him and citing the conditions for the bomb-sniffing dogs, and I think that was a big consideration, that it might be too cold to have the dogs frequently out there. And that part I get. How much can you put on a dog, right? You would have to have like these little portable heaters or, you know, and it's tough. I've been to inauguration here in D.C. 20 years ago, matter of fact, for George W. Bush. And what I can tell you is that it's D.C. like you've never seen it before. At least when I was here, I remember they had barricades everywhere. Everywhere. When I say everywhere, I mean everywhere. In order to get to the, you couldn't get anywhere by car, pretty much, right? They've got those pillars that come out of the ground that close down the streets, and they had barricades everywhere. So you're walking everywhere, and every couple of blocks, there were checkpoints, checking your ID, checking your tickets. So if you didn't have it, you couldn't go on. So it's very difficult to navigate. And again, that was 20 years ago for George W. Bush, who, by today's standards, he pales in comparison to the popularity of El Trompito Donaldus Magnus, the 45th president of these United States, El Presidente, Donald J. Trump. So if that's the case, then I think we're going to have a lot of people. Even if some people say, it's too cold, I'm staying home. Or I'm going to go to the local bar, watch it on the TV, and hang out with my buddies. And now you're going to get more of that. So, I mean, this might be a huge blessing to the D.C. economy, because I know a bunch of people that are coming in from other states, many of which are here, like me. I'm already here. I'm here till Tuesday, so I'll be here all weekend. And what's so interesting about it is I think there's going to be a tremendous boom for the economy, because people are going to have to go somewhere, right? And they're not necessarily all going to fit in the Capital One arena. So that's interesting. I want to get your thoughts on that as well. If you'd like to chime in on that, let me give you the number, 833-4-VALDEZ, 833-482-5337 is our phone number. And straight ahead, we're going to talk about confirmation hearings. Yesterday, we had Pam Bondi. I want to get some thoughts on what's going on with Cash Patel and so much more that's going on with the confirmation process. When we return, we're going to have a little bit of a reporter's roundtable here in studio. Ashley Oliver from the Washington Examiner joins us, so keep it locked right here. I'm Rich Valdez.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
When disaster strikes, the food supply is the first domino to fall. It can start quietly, an emergency alert, a breaking news headline. But within hours, reality sets in. People rush to grocery stores, emptying shelves of everything from bread to canned goods. Lines stretch out the door, tempers flare, and desperation takes hold. And no matter who's in charge these days, you simply can't rely on the government to bail you out. That's why having an emergency food supply on hand is the right move for you and your family. Right now, you can gift $50 off a four-week emergency food kit at MyPatriotSupply.com. They're an American company trusted by millions, offering 2,000 calories per day with essential vitamins and minerals to keep you strong during a crisis. This food will be there for you when you need it, since it lasts up to 25 years and can ship out to you next day.
Indulge in an unforgettable evening at Turtle Bay's Chocolate After Dark. Join us on Friday, February 7th from 6 to 8 p.m. and enjoy delicious chocolate treats, fine local wines, and a fun night out at Turtle Bay Museum. Perfect for date night or a special treat for you and your friends. This 21 and older event is too sweet to miss and sure to sell out. Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay Museum, Friday, February 7th. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Senator, I think that is the whole problem with the weaponization that we have seen the last 4 years and what's been happening to Donald Trump. They targeted Donald Trump. They went after him. Actually, starting back in 2016, they targeted his campaign. They have launched countless investigations against him. That will not be the case if I am Attorney General. I will not politicize that office. I will not target people simply because of their political affiliation. Justice will be administered even-handedly throughout this country. Senator, we've got to bring this country back together. We've got to move forward, or we're going to lose our country.
That's Pam Bondi at her confirmation hearing, and she's keeping it real, keeping it gangster, and I love it. Welcome back, folks. Rich Valdez. We're live in studio in WMAL with Ashley Oliver from the Washington Examiner, and she's written a series of pieces on Pam Bondi, and I want to get her reaction to the idea that Pam Bondi is not going to be politicizing the process.
Yeah, she was adamant that she would be rooting politics out of the DOJ, and a lot of Democrats at her confirmation hearing had problems with this. They kept saying, what are you talking about? The DOJ is not politicized. Meanwhile, Republicans said, what are you talking about? This has been the most politically fraught DOJ in DOJ history, really, in the last 4 years, seeing the criminal indictments of Trump, even Hunter Biden's indictments. I mean, these were very highly politicized indictments that we saw. So Pam Bondi was adamant that she would be taking that out of the Justice Department, excising it from there. And Democrats wanted assurances that she would not prosecute Jack Smith. She would not go after Trump's enemies. They demanded to know if Trump has directed her to go after Liz Cheney, Dr. Fauci, all of the number one enemies of Trump. And she would not, you know, entertain that. She said, I'm not going to engage in these gotcha questions. I'm not prejudging anyone. I'm going to go into the Justice Department and follow the law and apply it as needed. And she, I mean, it was a really tactful way for her to strike a balance between, you know, abiding by the DOJ policies and legal ethics that she needs to, while also making sure to stand by Trump and the Republicans who really do feel like Jack Smith was wrong, perhaps, or Garland was wrong, perhaps, to bring the charges that they did against Trump.
Amigos, we're on with Ashley Oliver from the Washington Examiner. And again, she's got a series of pieces. You should check them out. Give her a follow as well, at Ash Oliver on X. And something that I noticed with Bondi is that she seems unfazed. She doesn't really care who's in her face, who's barking up a storm. She's very confident. She's very poised. I mentioned to you right before we got live that I met her briefly at Madison Square Garden at Trump's big New York City rally. And very charming, very, very demure, very low-key. Didn't seem like she has that button on her, you know, where she can turn into this very aggressive pit bull, and I guess we all can. But that's what you need to be attorney general. I've got a clip of an exchange with her and discussing specifically Jack Smith, because, like you said, they're pushing and they're prodding and they're saying, are you going to go after Jack Smith? You're going to lock him up. You're going to do this. And I want you to hear this clip and then give your reaction.
The president has said Jack Smith should go to jail. Will you investigate Jack Smith?
Senator, I haven't seen the file. I haven't seen the investigation. I haven't looked at anything. It would be irresponsible of me to make a commitment regarding anything without you're a long practicing attorney, without looking at a file.
So you would need a factual predicate to open an investigation of Jack Smith, is that right?
Not a summary by you sitting here. Yes, sir.
And not a summary by the president either, right?
Absolutely.
So a summary by the president or his desire to investigate Jack Smith would not be enough for you to open an investigation of Jack Smith. Is that right?
I will look at the facts and evidence in any case. You know,
sitting here today,
Senator, 72% of Americans
have lost faith in
the Department of Justice.
Sitting here today, are you aware of any factual predicate to investigate Jack Smith? Sitting here today, yes or no?
Senator, I will look at the facts and the circumstances.
You can't answer that question. You're not a part of the department yet. There's no worry about divulging law enforcement sensitive information. So just tell us. Are you aware of a factual predicate to investigate Jack Smith? Yes or no?
Senator, what I'm hearing on the news.
Are you aware of a?
Do I know if
you
committed a crime? I have not.
You seem reluctant to answer a simple question.
Of course, that is the nominee for Attorney General Pam Bondi going at it with none other than now Senator Adam Schiff for brains. And, you know, what I find interesting is he just doesn't give up, but he sounds desperate. He's like, well, he tried this, it didn't work. He tried that, it didn't work. She remains calm and very poised. Our guest, Ashley Oliver from the Washington Examiner, is here. Ashley, what is your thought on how she handled herself in that situation?
Yeah, interestingly, it was the two California Democrats on that committee, Adam Schiff and Alex Padilla, too, where the two most heated exchanges took place out of the whole entire hearing. And she was, like you said, really calm and collected the entire time. But she also, I would say, to her credit, she did not allow them to bully her.
Yeah.
She, at one point, she said, "I'm not going to be bullied by you." Alex Padilla came in and said, you should be doing your homework on the 14th Amendment. And she said, "I'm not doing your homework. I had a hearing to prepare for. I'm not entertaining these kind of like gotcha questions that you're throwing at me." And with Alec, Adam Schiff too, it was sort of like reigniting old flames because they worked together on impeachment on opposite sides of the aisle. We know Pam Bondi was a special counsel for Trump in his first impeachment trial while Adam Schiff was trying to get him convicted in the Senate. So they're familiar foes. Yeah. And so it was, they already were familiar with how each other kind of operated, and I think that just surfaced during this hearing, and we all knew it was going to happen, and she was prepared for it. She immediately started pointing, I don't know if it was in that clip we just listened to, but she started to point out the California crime rate, saying, why are we talking about Jack Smith when crime in California, or theft in particular, is way above the national average, and Adam Schiff didn't want to hear any part of that.
No, of course. And, you know, and it's funny, Adam Schiff is always out there, and he's beating on his chest, talking about things that are matter that are of importance to him, but it's never what's happening in his own state. It's never how they're falling apart in Los Angeles and people are being displaced and 26 people have died. And I just find it remarkable that guys like that get elected time and again. It really boggles the mind. But I want to fast forward a little bit. I know you've got a new column coming out on Kash Patel. And that's a hearing that's coming up right after inauguration. We're going to be seeing some action on that. And we've had Kash on this program many times. He's a favorite here. And we're solidly behind him. I think he really is one of the best people to do this. Probably at this point, the best person. And because of his background, not only his expertise, but everything he's been through throughout Russiagate. I mean, he's the guy. And I think that's what we need. We need somebody who understands all these failures and how they occurred and when they occurred and saying, you know, this is what we're going to fix. What type of opposition do you think he's going to meet? And tell us about your piece.
Yeah, so I actually talked to a former FBI agent who had worked at the Bureau for about 20 years today and getting his take on Kash Patel. And he said, you know, I was worried at first that Kash Patel had never worked in the FBI, but reading about him and understanding his background, I actually like what he might be doing intelligence-wise with the counterintelligence agency and all of his exposure with the Russiagate and the Russia investigation. He seemed to be interested in what Patel would do to shake up that component of the FBI, the counterintelligence component. I will say that the opposition to him is strong from Democrats. So he's not going to have an easy road to confirmation, but he is poised to make it through as long as he can soundly answer the questions that Democrats are obviously going to throw at him. One major feature to Bondi's hearing was that at least half the Democrats on the committee started to ask her about Kash Patel. And Tom Tillis actually made a great point during the hearing. He said, you know that the Democrats have run out of problems with Pam Bondi when they're starting to talk about Kash Patel because they have nothing left to talk to her about. At least five or six Democrats brought up Kash Patel and tried to get her to denounce him or disavow something he's said in the past. And she each time said, you can talk to him at his hearing. He'll have a chance to answer those questions. That's not what I'm here for. So it's going to be a very difficult hearing for him, but Republicans have not shown yet that they oppose his nomination. They've only said positive things about him. Some are a little noncommittal, but no one has said they oppose him.
They're not opposing him just yet, but they're going to oppose him. Folks, keep it locked right here. I want to find out more about this piece on Kash Patel with Ashley Oliver.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004.
Since then, Home Helpers have supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
This is Carl Lindabad. Join us Monday as we welcome the Shasta County citizens advocating respect on Martin Luther King's birthday celebration day. Find out what's going on here in town and many more things as we catch up on what happened over the weekend and what's happening in the North State. All of this Monday right here. Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
I'm so glad to be on your show, Rich. It's just an amazing broadcast that I hope the rest of America listens to every day.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
All right, amigos, welcome back. If I'm not mistaken, that voice we just heard was Kash Patel saying he likes this program and hopes everybody listens to it. Now, I want to talk a little bit about Kash Patel with our guest. She's in studio, and for those of you who can't see her, she's really cute and she's really nice. Ashley Oliver from the Washington Examiner is with us, and Ashley Oliver has a brand new piece on Kash Patel coming out. She did a lot of background on it. She did a lot of interviews. She's about to give us the scoop before you get it because you can't even read it yet, but you're going to go there and you're going to check it out and you're going to follow her on Twitter at Ash Oliver. Ashley, tell us all about this piece.
Yes. Thank you for the introduction, by the way. So the piece, I talked to some Republican senators today. I wanted to gauge what Kash Patel's path to confirmation looks like. And basically what I've learned is that he will get confirmed as long as nothing too crazy happens during his confirmation hearing. He, as long as he answers the questions skillfully, strikes the same balance between making sure that he remains, you know, on Trump's side while not, and not catering to the Democrats, while also, you know, not going too much off the deep end that it generates some wave, like tsunami of headlines from all of the media. I think he'll be okay. Republicans right now, the major key players are holding their powder dry, like Senator Chuck Grassley. I talked to him today. He said, barring any unforeseen circumstances, he feels good about Kash Patel's nomination. And Chuck Grassley is kind of the key senator he needs since he's the chairman of the Judiciary Committee. Susan Collins, a moderate who often will defect from the GOP because she's the main Republican. I talked to her as well today, and she said she's not relying on the Judiciary Committee and taking her cues from them. She's going to make the decision for herself. However, she's met with Kash Patel, and she had a good meeting with him. She appreciated that he's been both a prosecutor and a public defender. So we know she's like, it's unique that he's been on both sides of a court case, and so that she liked that quality in him. And for Susan Collins to be saying positive things about Kash Patel bodes really well for him. That said, the Democrats, we learned, obviously, in Pam Bondi's hearing, are going to grill him about a whole platter of things he's said in the past on different programs. Could have been on this program. He's been on, you know, there's tons of clips of him on Rumble. I'm sure they're pulling up. But, they're going to ask him if he believes in QAnon. They're going to ask him.
I asked him.
What did he say?
I asked Kash Patel if he was QAnon.
Oh, gosh.
And he said, no, I'm actually not. But we had a big lead up. It was very funny. But there was a lot of allegations about his involvement with QAnon. And so I said, let me go a step further. Are you involved? And are you, in fact, Q from QAnon? And we spoke about it. And there's a whole, it's all, you can get the archives. They're available. It's there. And I did it for that reason, because I knew that one day this was going to be important to him.
Yes.
And to America, because this guy's going places. He's really, really swift. So I'm glad you brought that up.
And he probably knew that, because he is rather careful when he talks about it. I've noticed that because I've tried to look at what he said in the past to be prepared for what he might say in his hearing. And we know he's going to get asked about it at least once. But if Bondi's hearing is any example, he's probably going to get asked several times about that particular. And I'm sure he's got a great answer ready to execute as soon as that happens. They're going to ask him about, some of the things he said he's done in the administration. I think there's been some controversies about how involved he was prosecuting in the Benghazi attack investigation that DOJ conducted. I think that there's been some little conflicts and different, mixed reviews from the different people he's worked with, but nothing unusual that he wouldn't be able to handle. I think one thing he's going to have to answer for is whether he really wants to get rid of FBI headquarters. That's something that I keep seeing going around, is a promise he made that he wants to just get rid of the J. Edgar Hoover building, make it a museum, and send all of the 7,000 workers in the FBI that work there out into the field. I don't think that's actually going to happen. I've talked to some former FBI, and they'll say that that's not super realistic, but I think that's the sentiment that he wants to try to focus on the field and get back to the focus on crime versus everything being concentrated right in D.C. So he'll probably have to answer for that as well. But again, the Republicans I've talked to today and since Bondi's hearing 2 days ago, some of them are keeping their powder dry, but no one has said they oppose him. And that's really good for him, because he can afford to lose 3 votes. And I don't think he's the nominee that they're most interested in trying to sink at this stage.
Do you think they want to sink more than him?
I mean, I think it's Tulsi Gabbard right now is in the hot seat. So we're going to have to watch out for that.
Why? Because they see her as a traitor?
I don't know what they see her as. Maybe it's her. They think she's too sympathetic to Russia or Iran, and that's what I've heard really largely.
From Democrats?
Criticism. Yeah, from Democrats.
They're very principled on foreign policy all of a sudden.
That's their criticism. And she also has been a little more open to using FISA. She used to be really against the major surveillance tool that the FBI uses in the intelligence community. She was really strong on putting more restrictions on that because, she created the Fourth Amendment caucus when she was in the House. She was really big on privacy. She's kind of drifted away from that because she knows that the intelligence community needs that tool. They use it every single day. That's how they brief the president on national security, is through their FISA database that they have. So I think she's kind of needing to recalibrate her opinions on that. So I think she has the rockiest road right now.
Now, just as a follow-up, and this is just a tidbit really for the audience, there was a guy ran for mayor, it's a friend of mine, Brett Schundler. He was, he won, he was a Republican, he won. And when he got elected, he talking about crime and education. And when he got there, he said to the police chief, I want everybody out, everybody. Sergeants, lieutenants, everybody's on the street. And they did.
I think that even the chief was on the street. Everybody was on the street. And he did a full four-year term, and it can happen. It can happen, believe it or not. They went kicking and screaming, and he was the darling of Reader's Digest and the Wall Street Journal, and they were saying, this guy actually said he did what he said he was going to do. He was elected in 1992, and I know him from he served in the Christie administration as Secretary of Education Commissioner. But it can be done. So I'm rooting for Kash Patel to empty out the J. Edgar Hoover building and make that happen. Now, second follow-up on Gabbard. That's interesting. I had not heard that there was so much opposition to her. And I'm curious to – have you heard anything about it being are they fearful of retribution? Is it a personal vendetta? Do you think it's really all policy-driven? Your thoughts.
I think some of it is the foreign policy element and all these past comments that she said about theories about Russia or Iran, and that could be part of it. I also have heard that Republicans, some of them, have been unimpressed with their one-on-one meetings with her. Maybe she wasn't as experienced as they would have liked. But I think even since then, she's used those one-on-one meetings to improve. And before she gets in front of the hearing in a public forum, she's met with Avril Haines, who's the current DNI. So she could be on her way to somehow slipping by and actually getting confirmed. But right now, it just seems to be the one that's the most unsure right now. You would have thought Kash Patel was. People called him really controversial as soon as Trump nominated him, and you saw a lot of headlines about that. But that's since died down, and Republicans have shown much more openness to getting him, pushing him through. And Pam Bondi stood by him 100% during her hearing. So things look really good for him. I think it's right now maybe Gabbard. Even RFK, you know.
Well, that's where I want to go.
You never know what RFK could say. So.
Well, I want to pick your brain a little bit about RFK, but I got to take a pause right here. So we'll come back and we'll wrap it up on that one. Folks, we're here with Ashley Oliver from the Washington Examiner. Make sure you check out her stuff at the Washington Examiner's website and follow her on X or wherever else you could find her. I'm Rich Valdez. Don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
Sweetie, come here. Don't worry. I see a lot of patients with the exact same thing.
Ever since the ice skating rink went in next door?
Or is it more than
Dr. Clark's business is heating up.
So many patients need my help. How will I find time to see all of them?
They need to hire a scheduler, stat.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The rosters are in for the 2025 NFL Pro Bowl games presented by Verizon. Be there live to celebrate the NFL's biggest stars as they compete in an action-packed AFC versus NFC showdown. Featuring flag football and skills competitions at Camping World Stadium on February 2nd. Don't miss NFL legends, celebrity coaches, and unforgettable fan moments. The Pro Bowl games presented by Verizon, Sunday, February 2nd. Tickets are on sale at ProBowl.com/tickets. Get yours today.
When disaster strikes, the food supply is the first domino to fall. It can start quietly, an emergency alert, a breaking news headline. But within hours, reality sets in. People rush to grocery stores, emptying shelves of everything from bread to canned goods. Lines stretch out the door, tempers flare, and desperation takes hold. And no matter who's in charge these days, you simply can't rely on the government to bail you out. That's why having an emergency food supply on hand is the right move for you and your family. Right now, you can gift $50 off a 4-week emergency food kit at MyPatriotSupply.com. They're an American company trusted by millions, offering 2,000 calories per day with essential vitamins and minerals to keep you strong during a crisis. This food will be there for you when you need it, since it lasts up to 25 years and can ship out to you next day. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now to get $50 off your 4-week emergency food kit. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt?
I owe the IRS $37,000.
Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs that may protect you from IRS collection agencies. They have the power to garnish your wages, put liens on your property, and levy your bank account. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS.
Civic Tax Relief basically represented me against the IRS, and by the time everything was completed, I didn't owe the IRS anything.
Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
I would recommend anyone who has a tax problem to contact Civic Tax Relief.
For free information, call 800-841-0908, 800-841-0908. Don't wait. Call now, 800-841-0908. That's 800-841-0908.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
What he had to say, listen to this.
Secretary, do you think RFK Jr. would be dangerous as the head of America's health agency?
Well, it would be dangerous not to follow the science and the facts. And again, you don't have the luxury when you're secretary of the largest health agency in the world to play with anything but the facts. And so I would hope that anyone walking into this position would rely on the science, the experts, and the facts to make decisions.
Follow the science, follow the science. I've been hearing that for years. Anybody tells me follow the science, I go the other way. Again, that's Javier Becerra, the Secretary of HHS, on with Kate Baldwin on CNN earlier today. I want to turn to our guest because she's got a notepad and some shoe leather reporting that I want to find out more about. And Ashley Oliver is here from the Washington Examiner. Ashley, tell me, in all of your door knocking and the jamming of your little recorder in people's faces while you're trying to get the scoop, what have they told you about their opposition to RFK?
Yeah, I really do have to jam it right in their face. Some of them, Adam Schiff actually talks the quietest, and so you have to get really close to him, and I feel like I'm going to offend him if I'm too close to him. But anyways, neither here nor there. RFK Jr., he is one of Trump's cast of characters, right? We were just talking about Cash Patel and Pam Bondi, and they seem poised to get through. Pam Bondi seems like she's going to sail through, no problem. She might even have a Democrat or two support her. We'll see. Cash Patel, though, no Republicans oppose him. Tulsi Gabbard, it's been iffy. RFK Jr., it is a total mystery to me if he's going to get through or not. It's hard to tell what's going to happen with him. All you keep hearing about him in the headlines is vaccines, vaccines. People want to know, are you going to ban vaccines? And I don't think people realize how many players are involved in those kind of decisions. He's going to have so many doctors advising him and working under him and alongside him. And he's really going to be a figure and kind of the face of the Health and Human Services versus the one behind the scenes that's going to ban this or ban that. So I think people are maybe overblowing some of what they've heard about him when he expressed skepticism about vaccines or tried to discourage people from taking COVID vaccines. I think that's really the main conversation that people are focused on right now. But RFK has a lot of other kind of strange things in his background, like the story with the bear or the worm.
I haven't heard this story. Fill me in.
You haven't heard the bear story? The bear story is wild. He found a bear in a park somewhere on the road or something, and he put it in his trunk, and he somehow dumped it in the Central Park in New York City. This was like 10 years ago.
No way. Who puts a bear in Central Park?
What, this is. Let me tell you the most hilarious thing about this, though. We did not learn this happened until a few months ago. You got to look it up. And he, the New Yorker, it was a New Yorker or New York magazine, I can't remember which one, he was going to, they were going to do a piece about it, right? They were going to do a piece about this bear that RFK Jr. dropped in Central Park in New York City 10 years ago. To get ahead of the story, RFK Jr. sat down with Roseanne Barr in his house and just told the whole story. And it was so funny. It's become a meme on the internet now where RFK Jr. sits there and reveals that he's the one that dropped the dead bear in Madison, in Central Park.
Oh, it's a dead bear.
It was a dead bear. He found it, I think he found it on the road or something, and he was in his trunk. He was going to go take it and do something with it. Like, I don't know what he was going to do with the body, but he ended up leaving it in Central Park. And
it makes more sense that it's a dead bear.
It's a
dead
bear.
I thought it was a real bear,
no.
A living bear, and he put it in his trunk. Who does that?
It's a dead bear. He dropped it off in Central Park 10 years ago. He revealed it to the world through a conversation he recorded with Roseanne Barr in his kitchen recently. And Roseanne Barr, we know, is like hilarious, and she's a Trump supporter, and they're, you know, comedians together, and you're just looking at them, and it's just a bizarre story.
Yeah.
And it's just so funny that that's part of his resume. I don't know that that's going to come up in his confirmation hearing, but it's just another feature to RFK Jr. So you see the meme surfacing now when something crazy happens and you're looking for someone to blame. They show a picture of RFK Jr. in his kitchen talking to Roseanne Barr to kind of say that
crazy.
Maybe it's him. Maybe, you know, he came out of nowhere 10 years later and revealed that he's the person that
he's
dropped
the
off
bear
the bear
guy. Ashley Oliver, I want you to let everybody listening know how they find you, where they go, and what they've got to do if they have to subscribe to check out your article on Kash Patel that's coming out tomorrow in just a few short hours.
Yeah. Washington Examiner, I guess it's / author / Ashley Oliver, but just Google Ashley Oliver Washington Examiner. You'll get to our webpage that way and all my stories. And you can read up on all the stories we did on Pam Bondi this week, and Ash Oliver on Twitter. I'm on there, too.
Make sure you check her out, folks. Thank you for being here. You've done an amazing job. And, amigos, I see the calls are lining up. We're going to get to you. Chicago, Charlottesville, Boise, Burlington. Don't go anywhere. Keep it locked right here. I'm Rich Valdez.
This is America at Night. With Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
We've been compromised. The pilot's a hitman.
I knew it was going to be fun.
On January 24th.
Tell me how to fly this thing.
Mark Wahlberg.
You know what's the difference between me and you? You're going to die.
Don't shoot him. We need him.
Y'all need a pilot.
Flight Risk. Rated R.
Sponsored by Lionsgate.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey, guys, let's talk ED, because millions of men experience it. Did you know that 1 in 4 people seeking treatment for ED are under 40? So you're not alone, and even better, Hims can help. Find the ED treatment that fits your needs at up to 95% less than the brand names when you get started at Hims.com/joy. It all starts with an online intake form. From there, a medical provider licensed in your state will determine if ED treatment is right for you. Through Hims.com, you can access a full range of treatment options for ED, including daily or as-needed meds, through a 100% online process. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. Millions of men experience ED, but Hims can help. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy for your free online visit. Hims.com/joy.
When disaster strikes, the food supply is the first domino to fall. It can start quietly, an emergency alert, a breaking news headline. But within hours, reality sets in. People rush to grocery stores, emptying shelves of everything from bread to canned goods. Lines stretch out the door, tempers flare, and desperation takes hold. And no matter who's in charge these days, you simply can't rely on the government to bail you out. That's why having an emergency food supply on hand is the right move for you and your family. Right now, you can get $50 off a 4-week emergency food kit at MyPatriotSupply.com. They're an American company trusted by millions, offering 2,000 calories per day with essential vitamins and minerals to keep you strong during a crisis. This food will be there for you when you need it, since it lasts up to 25 years and can ship out to you next day. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now to get $50 off your 4-week emergency food kit. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Enter a brave new world with America's number one brand of shaving cream, Barbasol. Gear up with Barbasol Collector's Cans, featuring Marvel Studios' Captain America Brave New World. Because superhero confidence starts with a great shave.
You want me? Come and get me!
Barbasol Limited Edition Cans, in stores now. Collect them all before they're gone. And see Marvel Studios' Captain America Brave New World, only in theaters February 14th. This film is not yet rated.
Mayday, mayday. We've been compromised. The pilot's a hitman.
I knew it was going to be fun.
On January 24th.
Tell me how to fly this thing.
Mark Wahlberg.
You know what's the difference between me and you? You're going to die.
Don't shoot if we need him.
Y'all need a pilot?
Flight Risk. Rated R.
Sponsored by Lionsgate.
Call now. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
All right, amigos, welcome back. Familia, we continue our conversation with you, we the people. And the phone number, 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. And depending on where you are in the country, which time zone you're in, what radio station you're listening to, we have another hour after this. In some places, we have another hour after that. So we're either going till midnight or 1 o'clock, wherever you are. Let's hit the phones. Nick, Chicago, Illinois, WLS. Go for it.
Yeah, thank you. I'll make it as brief as I can because we're running short on your schedule here. And by the way, great show.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Les. I was telling a screener that here in Chicago, I'm 75 years old. I've seen a lot of things happen, and the Democrat Party used to be, and in a way it still is for the working people, for unions, but they've acquired all sorts of extra people into their faction, you know, the people who are on the left wing with environmental views, with sexual orientation views, with racial views, everything you can think of, and plus with the welfare people. And most people on welfare deserve to be on welfare, meaning that there's something wrong with their situation. Some are just partially on welfare, but they've allowed these people to cultivate into a loyal base instead of...
You mean to be on welfare and stay on welfare and not help them to get off it. You know, I think you're onto something there, because you're right. A safety net is one thing, but to create a permanent cushion where you don't have to move forward and there's no criteria to get off of it ever, that's has been the Democrats' crutch for many years, and that's exactly what's, I think, stifling growth in America, at least part of it. Nick, thank you for that. I appreciate it. Shout out to everybody calling from Chicago, WLS in the building. We continue. Let us go to Alex calling us from Charlottesville, Virginia, WINA. Go for it, Alex.
Hey, Rich, I called in originally because I heard somebody complaining about government spending, and they just need to vote properly to get the right people in.
Yeah.
It's like we voted for Trump to cut government spending. So that's all I had to say about that.
Well, and you know, I think you bring up a good point, Alex, because what happens is I think oftentimes you get people that vote for different reasons. If people are upset about government spending, then they should look at the issues and see who's really into that. Who is going to be, you know, trying to reverse some of that excessive spending, rather than who their union is telling them to vote for. And I think oftentimes that's what it comes down to. People are told to vote one way or another, and because their livelihood kind of depends on it, that's it. It's a wrap for them. But very good point. I appreciate it. I want to continue, but we're up against a really hard one here. Yeah, there goes the music. I don't want to cut you too short. But if you're on the line and you can hang on. I'm going to try and get to some more calls in a little bit when we come back from this break. This break is a couple of minutes long, about 6 or 7 minutes, but we'll be right back with another hour of programming. If you're in a market where this is the end of the road for me, well, hasta la próxima. Take care. Good night. I will be here for a little bit on Monday, and then I'm going to the inauguration after party. So, God bless you, America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Many residents in Southern California still trying to take in their devastating losses after fires ripped through residential areas like Pacific Palisades and Altadena, killing some 27 people. Correspondent Mary Catherine Wildeman explains why the current wildfires in California have been such a big wake-up call.
But they're unusual in one key way. They are burning an unusual amount of urban area. We on the Associated Press data team took a look at how much city area every fire has burned over the last several decades. And we're finding that rarely, if ever, have fires touched so much city area. The Woolsey Fire in 2018, which also struck Los Angeles, is the only other fire in the record that even compares to the amount of urban space that the Palisades and Eaton fires have burned. Experts are warning that as wildfires become more common and more people move into that space between the urban area and the wildland, that this kind of wildfire could happen more often and we should prepare for this new reality.
Also at townhall.com, Israel's cabinet has approved a deal for a ceasefire in Gaza and the release of dozens of hostages that will pause the 15-month war with Hamas for 6 weeks. On the Salem Media Group news program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, a member of Israel's parliament is raising concerns about the deal.
After the massacre, the horrible massacre of October 7th, Israel set two goals for the war. One was to bring back all the hostages. The other was to eradicate this evil terror organization called Hamas. The current deal doesn't do any of these things. First of all, we're only bringing back home 33 hostages. So that's a big problem. Number two, we're effectively keeping Hamas in power.
That entire interview, along with House Speaker Mike Johnson's perspective on the proposed ceasefire, will be heard when This Week on Capitol Here airs beginning at 10 a.m. Saturday morning on the Salem News Channel. More online at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you could get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care, and that is MediShare. You get both. Many families save $500 a month with MediShare, and that's huge. But it's also true that people wind up way more satisfied, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. That's because MediShare works. It has for more than 30 years. It's a community of Christians who have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth. They love the huge PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price in 2 minutes. Here's the number. Just call 888-SHARE-19. That's 888-SHARE-19. 888-SHARE-19.
There's been a warrant issued for the arrest of the former president of Bolivia.
A Bolivian judge has ordered the arrest of former President Evo Morales in a sex abuse case. The judge ordered the warrant after former President Morales didn't appear to testify in court in a case alleging that he sexually abused a minor. The hearing was in the southern region where the alleged victim lives. Morales, who is 65 years old, is alleged to have had a child with a teenage girl in 2016, a sexual relationship that's considered statutory rape under Bolivian law. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
The Justice Department has filed a lawsuit accusing Walgreens of filling millions of prescriptions for Americans over the last decade and more without a legitimate purpose, including for dangerous amounts of opioids. The lawsuit was filed this week in the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of Illinois. Walgreens says its response that it will not stand by and let the government put its pharmacists in a no-win situation. More at townhall.com. President Biden is wielding his pardon pen yet again.
On his final Friday in office, President Biden is commuting the sentences of nearly 2,500 people convicted of nonviolent drug charges. In a White House statement, Biden says he's seeking to undo disproportionately long sentences compared to what they would have received under current law. The action gives Biden the presidential record for the most individual pardons and commutations, including his son Hunter.
Correspondent Jennifer King reporting. Stock indexes rallied to close out their best week in 2 months. The S&P 500 rose 1% Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 0.8%, and the NASDAQ Composite gained 1.5%. SLB helped lead the market after the provider of oil field services said it will deliver more cash in its shareholders through dividends and stock buybacks. Big tech also lifted the market amidst hopes the Federal Reserve may cut interest rates later this year. You'll find full analysis and more stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Indulge in an unforgettable evening at Turtle Bay's Chocolate After Dark. Join us on Friday, February 7th from 6 to 8 p.m. and enjoy delicious chocolate treats, fine local wines, and a fun night out at Turtle Bay Museum. Perfect for date night or a special treat for you and your friends. This 21 and older event is too sweet to miss and sure to sell out. Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay Museum, Friday, February 7th. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
That never sleeps. 17 miles from Madison Square Garden, New York City. It's America at Night with Rich Valdez. America's favorite late night talk program featuring interesting guests from around the world and calls from across America. And now, here is your host, Rich Valdez.
Hi there, good evening, and what's up, America? I am Rich Valdez, Valdez with an S, at Rich Valdez on all of the social media. Welcome to another hour of the program, and we're live and national. It's Friday night. Happy to be here. 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ is the phone number if you want to join us. We have calls on the line already from Texas, from Idaho, from Vermont, and more coming in. I'm looking forward to speaking with you guys a lot because I want to get your take on the inauguration being moved inside. I want to talk about the confirmation hearings. We talked about what was going down in Chicago. Even the Democrats are up in arms about what's happening in Chicago, as well as the topic for this hour. We're going to talk about something pretty interesting here. A Japanese mafia leader was caught in the United States. That's crazy, right? So we're going to talk about that and what they were doing. Well, he pled guilty to trafficking nuclear material for Iran. How about that? We're going to talk about that in a little bit. But I want to talk about Joe El Baboso Biden. Of course, he's on his way out, but he's not done with, as my mom would say, los babosadas del. Right? He's still blundering and babbling and probably drooling while he's at it. And today he was on with Lawrence O'Donnell, or last night rather, MSNBC. And O'Donnell asks him, you know, do you feel like you didn't tell people enough of what you were doing and, you know, signing the COVID checks when they were sent out like Trump did, or doing, you know, more to put your name out there, that type of thing. And of course, Biden responds in a really long-winded manner, ultimately to say that he probably spent too much time on policy and not enough time on politics. Listen to this.
Did it cross your mind to put your name on the checks?
Only in that I kept being here from other people. The president sent me a check for $7,500. Mm-hmm. The president did it. Why aren't you helping me? Well, it was a bill we did, but anyway. it did cross my mind, but what the mistake we made was, I think I made, was not getting our allies to acknowledge that the Democrats did this. So, for example, build a new billion-dollar bridge over a river.
Now, hold on. Did he build a billion-dollar bridge in the river because of some sort of kindness or generosity? What, was that what it was? I mean, did he pull it out of the Joe Biden pocket? Or was that tax dollars that were used to fix a bridge of a ship that ran right into a bridge? Why did that ship? I remember one of our guests here, General Blaine Holt, saying, you know, ships don't typically run into bridges. There might be some incidents of that, but they're minor, they're few, and they're far between. And his thought was that it was potentially an act of terrorism, where they took over this boat and drove it into the bridge. Now, I'm not here to ask you to share my tinfoil hat with me. You got to get your own. But these are questions we got to think of and ask. And why didn't the insurance company rebuild the bridge? Why did Biden step in and quickly spend $1 million fixing the bridge? These are all questions. I've never seen any politician move so quickly to fix anything. And now he's saying he didn't put his name on it. Unbelievable. Go ahead.
We'll call it the Democratic Bridge, figuratively speaking.
Imagine calling it the Democratic Bridge. How well that would have gone over. Go ahead, play it.
Together. Let people know that this was something the Democrats did. That it was done by the party. That's different than me writing a check and me signing a check and saying, I did it. I'm not a very good huckster. I mean, you know, that wasn't a stupid thing.
Well, if I could say, sir, you're not very good at a lot of things.
It helped them a lot. And it undermined our ability to convince people that we were the ones that were getting this to them.
No, you convinced everyone that you were the ones that raised inflation, the ones that botched Afghanistan's withdrawal, the ones that sat back and did nothing while Iran became motivated and went after Israel, right? That happened. You're the ones that did absolutely nothing when Putin decided to repatriate Ukraine. Absolutely nothing. Biden sat on his hands. Everybody knows it, and that's why they didn't vote for you. They voted for El Trumpito, sir.
And so, but I don't think, ironically, I almost spent too much time on the policy, not enough time on the politics.
Unbelievable. If I would have made a joke about that, nobody would have, you're exaggerating. He said he almost believes that he spent too much time on the policy and not enough time on the politics. You know, this is part of what I think is wrong with life, right? Life is grand. But when you have the president saying he didn't spend enough time playing politics, what is going on here? Unbelievable. I want to get your reaction to this. Let's go to Michael calling us from Amarillo, Texas, KGNC. Michael, go right ahead. You're on with Rich Valdez. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir.
My comment was about something that was a little bit earlier in the show when you're speaking to the gentleman about why the Democrats aren't, more of the Democrats are not standing up and saying this is enough is enough.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they are. Some of them are. But it's like they're afraid of the bullies, the people who infiltrated the Democratic Party. Such as, I guess, you know, the Marxists.
AOC, all out crazy, yeah. And all her friends.
Oh, yeah. And they're bullies. And those bullies have got to beat them down. And nobody wants to stand up and to the bullies, so they just be quiet. That's what's happened. That's how they got it. They infiltrated. They brainwashed. They influenced the weaker of the two parties, I would say. And that's how they got where they were, because they had the money to influence them.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, Michael. And that's always been what it is, right? That they don't call them radicals for nothing. The radicals will shout you down. They will drown you out. They will cancel you. They'll do whatever they can when they don't get their way. And I think we've seen so much of that that I think people are finally tired of seeing so much of it that they said, you know what, enough's enough. We're going to go with this guy. We're going to give this guy a chance. And hopefully more Democrats are going to sound like Alderman Raymond Lopez, who is standing up to his own party saying, you know, come on, we got to bring things back to normalcy, to the center, to things that we do agree on. And I stand by that. I think we have to do that. People have to be in charge. And right now I feel like it's not we the people that are in charge. It's they the radicals. And that's bad news. Michael, shout out to everybody listening in Texas tonight. KGNC in the building. I want to do one more. I want to go to Ralph in Burlington, Vermont. Of course, this comes on the heels of the news tonight that the Israeli government has accepted the deal. They have accepted the deal that was on the table, and they're moving forward. They are going to be releasing more than 700 hostages that they've been holding since the war began, and not hostages, but prisoners of war, and in exchange for the 35 hostages that are going to be released by Hamas. Ralph on WVMT, go right ahead, sir.
Hey, Captain Valdez, thank you for your continuing insight there.
Thank you. My pleasure.
The IDF could use a little R&R.
Jones's Fort Gunshot, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. It's a new year, and we are very excited about the new leadership for our nation. Jones's Fort is offering Hornady 5.56 NATO 75-grain TAP precision ammunition on sale now for just $199 a case. That's right. $199 a case. This ammo delivers phenomenal performance for your AR-15 style rifle. Jones's Fort, serving all your firearm needs since 1962. And yes, Jones's Fort will pay for your ammo background check.
Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has distinct treasures to choose from, including vinyl records, DVDs, antique jewelry such as brooches and rings, necklaces and bracelets. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles also offers vintage clothing and accessories such as retro dresses and scarves, jackets and hats, along with vintage furniture, tablecloths and silverware, cookware and glassware. And don't forget Mantiques, including military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry such as crosses and rings, sports memorabilia, and collectibles. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Redding's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReddingHomeHelpers.com. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at GetEthos.com. That's GetEthos.com.
When disaster strikes, the food supply is the first domino to fall. It can start quietly, an emergency alert, a breaking news headline. But within hours, reality sets in. People rush to grocery stores, emptying shelves of everything from bread to canned goods. Lines stretch out the door, tempers flare, and desperation takes hold. And no matter who's in charge these days, you simply can't rely on the government to bail you out. That's why having an emergency food supply on hand is the right move for you and your family. Right now, you can gift $50 off a 4-week emergency food kit at MyPatriotSupply.com. They're an American company trusted by millions, offering 2,000 calories per day with essential vitamins and minerals to keep you strong during a crisis. This food will be there for you when you need it, since it lasts up to 25 years and can ship out to you next day. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now to get $50 off your 4-week emergency food kit. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Mr. Call Screener, who is a budding radio star, by the way. Richie Valdez is terrific.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
The Justice Department charged a Japanese Yakuza gang leader with trafficking nuclear weapons. Takeshi Ibisawa and a co-defendant, prosecutors say Ibisawa conspired to traffic nuclear materials, including uranium and weapons-grade plutonium, hoping those materials would bolster Iran's nuclear program. The indictment says an undercover DEA agent agreed to broker the sale of the materials from Ibisawa to an associate posing as an Iranian general. The materials were then intercepted and turned over to U.S. authorities.
That's a report from ABC News Philly, and I want to get some reaction to this because, honestly, this is a story I wasn't familiar with, and I think it's interesting, and I want to bring in our expert here, John Kufos. He's president of Cottage for Consulting. He was the former director of reentry initiatives at Right on Crime. And I understand you know something about this story because this is a wild story, John. Welcome.
Good to be with you. And this is a very, very wild and scary story. You know, I spent about a decade defending gang and organized crime cases in New Jersey back when I practiced full time, and I'll tell you, you know, you have a situation here where, again, DEA and God bless them for this one, the DEA ends up foiling a terrorist plot just by virtue of their normal drug cartel investigation. You know, the way this began was when Ibisawa and his co-defendant and three or four unnamed co-conspirators came together. This was just a, I don't say run of the mill, but it was a typical investigation into fentanyl, methamphetamine trafficking across, you know, many, many countries. In the course of this transaction, Ibisawa uses his connections to try to sell weapons grade plutonium and the, uranium, excuse me. Yeah. And the other, the you know, this really underscores, sometimes people will say, well, why are we devoting so much money to the war on drugs? Well, as we learn here, as we saw with the Victor Boot case, you know, the arms dealer, the merchant of death who was traded for Brittany Griner, oftentimes your big terrorism investigations start with these drug trafficking organizations.
Now, what's fascinating to me is I didn't know they had Japanese gangs, number one. That was news to me. And then I didn't know that they were the guys proliferating nuclear material for the Iranians. Is this a common thing? Do they always rely on Japanese mafia?
Well, no, but the Yakuza, you know, has been around for a long time. You know, typically large-scale drug transactions, drug trafficking, human trafficking, very well known for that. But of course weapons. And I think, you know, the interesting thing is the weapons they also offered to sell was part of their normal course of selling weapons. When you read the indictment, you know, they talk about, over 2 million rounds of ammunition between AK-47, M-16 ammunition, 20 surface to air missiles, but only if they're reloadable. And literally thousands of rockets, 68 to 105 millimeter rockets. So these were folks who, you know, fund all kinds of conflicts in Burma and, you know, in the jungles of Siam, these different places, right, or old Siam. And they fund things going through Vietnam because they have to protect a tremendous amount of territory and make sure that the product moves from any number of ports, you know, in that Asia triangle out to the rest of the world.
Fascinating stuff. Folks, again, we're on with John Kufos. And, you know, John, I'm looking at this. I'm looking at a picture of Mr. Ebisawa. And it's a picture of him holding like a bazooka, like a rocket launcher on his shoulder. So you're not kidding. This is their main gig. The picture was taken in Copenhagen, Denmark, back in 2021. And he's happy like a kid in a candy store holding this thing.
Sure. I mean, and you know, you see that from time to time, not just to show sort of familiarity with the product being trafficked, but also sort of an intimidation factor to others. But to your point, though, one of the things that really jumped out at me was as you walk through the indictment, there's a lot of deep conversation, almost like Albert Einstein level nuclear physics from Ebisawa about the percentage of enrichment. So, you know, just for your listeners, most uranium enrichment for energy plants, say it's about 5%, right?
Yeah.
But about 3.5% of enriched uranium can be used to make weapons grade uranium, 20% being highly enriched. And there's this conversation back and forth with Ebisawa and, you know, his purported buyers about getting over 5%. And then getting 50 metric tons for a nuclear weapon, right? And I think that's the really, really scary part. And then, of course, they make yellow cake, which, of course, is uranium oxide. That's the byproduct when you're breaking this down to prep it for enrichment. And the yellow cake was stored in an office in Bangkok, Thailand. So imagine if you were the guy who rented the office next to Ebisawa's associates in Thailand, and when the cops raided, there's a whole bunch of yellow cake there. When that yellow cake was tested, they estimated it could make between 100 and 500 kilograms of nuclear weapons.
Wow. That's crazy. That is absolutely nuts. Now, John, what are the elements of this? Apparently this was a sting that the government put together to capture these. Can you tell us a little bit about how they ended up getting them?
Sure. And it's again, the DEA, you know, I can tell you just from my old defense lawyer days, you know, when the DEA puts a case together, I mean, they do a great job. You know, their cases are really tight. So what happens here is Ebisawa and a gentleman named Sampab Singasiri are essentially international drug traffickers, right? And also arms traffickers, but, you know, stopping short of nuclear grade materials at this point.
Right.
So the DEA figures that out. And launches the investigation. As they're investigating Ebisawa, Singasiri, and their associates, they realize that, wait a second, these folks might be involved in a heck of a lot more than just drug trafficking, right, at scale. So what they do is they put together some undercover operatives, some confidential sources, and a gentleman, as you pointed out earlier, posing as an Iranian general. And what they do is they want to see, like, what kind of weapons these folks have. So Ebisawa in 2021 starts talking about this laundry list of military-grade weapons, that he can get, including uranium, from the leader of an ethnic insurgent group.
John, I want to pause you right there because I don't want the music to interrupt you, but I do want to hear the end of the story. So, folks, we're going to come right back with John Kufos, who's telling us about this wild story. He's president of Cottage 4 Consulting, and he is our guest. We're coming right back. Don't go anywhere. I'm Rich Valdez.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Redding's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReddingHomeHelpers.com. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Shasta College Associate Degree Nursing Program is excited to announce a special application filing period for the fall 2025 cohort. This application period will be through 4 p.m. on Friday, January 24th, 2025. If you apply in January during the special open application period and are not selected for the fall 2025, you will need to reapply in June 2025 during the annual open application period for a chance to be invited into the spring or fall 2026 cohort. Visit ShastaCollege.edu for more information.
100-785-9132.
I want to say to you that I really appreciate what you're doing for people and their state of mind and their viewpoints on the airwaves every night. I really do appreciate it.
America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
All right, amigos, welcome back. We continue the conversation with John Kufos. He's a former trial lawyer with a lot of experience helping a lot of different organizations execute lots of strategy, working on crisis management and defending gangsters and all sorts of interesting stuff. And I want to dig into that. Now, we left off on a cliffhanger because he was finishing his thoughts on the sting operation, but I want to get into hearing a little bit more about your background and probably one of the highlights of your career. But finish your thought, John.
Thanks. Yeah, what I was saying is, you know, the weapons transaction that turned into the nuclear weapons transaction is so sophisticated, you know, it tells me that this isn't the first time Ebisawa was trying to move nuclear material. And I think that's particularly scary in this case.
Interesting. Now, you've had a storied career over two decades doing a lot of different really interesting work with related to justice and innovation and strategy and crisis management and working with multiple presidential administrations and various governors. What's the biggest story or the best gangster story or, you know, what's that one story you tell everybody when you're at the barbecue?
That's a great question. You know, and remember, I am from New Jersey, so there's plenty of
me too. I'm originally from Brooklyn, but I moved to Hudson County. Now I live in Bergen.
Oh, is that right? Yeah. I'm from Ocean County originally. I'm not in D.C.
Real Jersey.
Yeah, well, I'm not in D.C. I'm in Atlantic County in Brigantine next to Atlantic City.
Sure. That's AN 1400 in that. We're on the air over there. AN 1400, WOND.
Fantastic. That's, you know, I think that, you know, one of the big cases in New Jersey I remember it was a gentleman who was a leader of the sex money murder set of the Bloods. And at this point, there were various sets of the Bloods. See, people always think Bloods fight Crips and things like that, but so much of the drama is between different sets of the same gang.
Uh-huh.
Right? So in Newark, right, which obviously is not too far from your neck of the woods in North Jersey. In Newark, there was just this constant tension over drug territory between the sex money murder set and then different other sets. So the attorney general's office, state attorney general's office, comes in, drops a wiretap on, you know, 20, 30 defendants. And what they do is they venue the case down in Monmouth County. They freeze all the assets of the head guy, and he lands on my doorstep. And so the case lands on my doorstep. I was asked to take it. I take a look at it. And there's, many, many defendants here. But the wiretap was bad, right? So what happens is, in a wiretap case, when the tap goes for everybody. So if there's 14 defendants, and if the tap is bad, the evidence is suppressed against everybody.
Mm.
So by the time I got involved in the case, you know, certain people had pled out, they rolled on my client, et cetera. And when we looked at the tap, we had a conversation with the attorney general's office about it. And ultimately, you know, at the last second, they said, hey, rather than lose the whole tap, they ended up pleading my guy out to time served. So my guy gets out, right? And I said, hey, look, you know, we caught lightning in a bottle here, right? You know, how about you just, like, straighten up and fly right here, or at least, you know, minimize your activity.
Yeah.
And, you know, within a matter of months, it was involved in another shootout, another gun shot.
Thanks for the advice.
It was just one of those situations, man. When you're dealing with gang activity, oftentimes, you know, these folks, that's all they do for a living, right? These are professional folks. And,
yeah, right, professional criminals.
Yeah, your job is a journalist, right? And you run a radio show. My job's consulting. That's their job. It was interesting, because each time he would get jammed up, right, either someone else would take the weight, or there'd always be some small hole we could get him through, you know, to either get him minimal time or no time. It's happened a few times. Then finally the feds dropped a big indictment on him in 2011, and I think he's doing 30 years now.
Oh, wow.
I think that, because sort of emblematic of some of the things in the justice system. But I've had wild cases, you know, shootouts in the middle of the street, you know, witness killings. I mean, you know, the list goes on and on and on. I think that the most rewarding cases I've done, though, candidly, are the cases where people are wrongfully accused. You know, I had a handful of those in my career. And, when you're a defense lawyer, you know, you're there to protect the Constitution, right? To make sure people get a fair trial, to make sure the prosecution is not overzealous, to make sure that the system works. If the system works, the guilty are supposed to be convicted, and the not guilty are supposed to go free. The defense lawyer's job sort of stand in that breach, which is, to be honest, I'm a lot happier now running a consulting company, right? Where I have to deal with that every single day. And I've had the pleasure, of course, to work with President Trump on the First Step Act. I worked with, you know, governors all across the country to really create public safety focused justice reform, you know, at scale.
Yeah. Folks, we're on with John Kufos. He's the president of Cottage 4, FOUR Consulting. And John, in your consulting practice, I know you've done a lot of strategy and some crisis management. What's the hottest situation one of your clients has landed in, where you had to kind of navigate them through a very tricky crisis?
Sure, sure. No, that's a great question. So, you know, it comes up from time to time where people are trying to figure out procurement strategies with state and federal government, right? And when you're trying to figure that out, you know, you have to think of a number of things there, right? There's obviously the procurement law and those things, but it's a different type of sale, right? And sometimes salespeople are salespeople, right? They work on commission. So sometimes they'll try to push too far into the things you could do and not listen to compliance, not listen to the lawyers, so to speak. So what I always, you know, we've had situations where we've had to pull the salespeople back in, right, to do it strategically. And it sounds like a boring point, but, you know, you could imagine these folks will end up on the front page of the paper or indictments of their own if they don't follow those sorts of rules. And I think that what the big takeaway for me is that, you know, when you want to sell a product just in general, right, innovation is usually the name of the game. When you're dealing with the government, you have to deal with, you know, any number of rules. You have to deal with politics, you know, all these things. So I spend a lot of my time, you know, helping businesses, for example, apply the brakes, because if we do it right once, we don't have to do it wrong four times.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense. Now, John, let everybody know how they can keep up to speed with the work that you're doing and learn more about you.
Thanks. Yeah, I can be reached at, you know, my website's cottage4, you know, F-O-U-R, cottage4.com. And, you know, on Twitter or X, it's J.G. Kufos, K-O-U-F-O-S. And I think that, you know, I think one of the things we're going to be seeing is a lot more really exciting public safety focused criminal justice work in the Trump administration. He did a fantastic job last time. We passed the First Step Act. We put Second Chance Hiring out there to lower recidivism and help people with records get jobs. And I think we're going to see a lot more of that. And I'm hoping to be a big part of that again.
Outstanding. Well, I'm looking forward to having you back and maybe talking a little bit about that as well. Folks, John Kufos, really good talking with you, brother. I appreciate it. Godspeed.
Anytime, my friend. Have a good night.
You too, my man. And folks, we're coming right back with the rest of your calls and more. 833-4-VALDEZ.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
Oh, by the way, Ivan's no longer on the project. His wife got a new job, so they're moving across the country.
Robin's top researcher is deviating to a new market. This isn't standard.
And now we're short-staffed. Who's going to finish all these projects?
She needs a cluster of new data analysts, and there's no margin for error.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
It's big. Soon, Donald J. Trump will be inaugurated the next president, and millions of Americans want to know the truth. They're turning to Newsmax for it. Newsmax is one of the most trusted news sources in America, and the fastest-growing cable news channel. All this week, tune into Newsmax at 7 p.m. Eastern to watch Rob Schmidt's series on Trump's big plans for day one. Then, at 8 p.m. Eastern, Rob Finnerty exposes the billionaires trying to stop Trump. You need to watch Newsmax. Even President Trump says he watches it all the time. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems and YouTube TV. Or download our free Newsmax app on your phone or TV and start watching for free. Millions are really making the switch to Newsmax. Be one.
Head over to NFLShop.com today for the largest collection of officially licensed gear from all your favorite brands. NFL Shop is your ultimate destination for the official NFL sideline collection worn by players and coaches on game day. Explore the same sideline and on-field gear worn by your favorite players and coaches at NFL Shop. To shop now, go to NFLShop.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that
that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Now. Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Has access to literally everything. I mean, you think about once these apps, and it's not just them, it's any app, but this app is so popular, they've got the most reach, that they can find out a lot of things. Now, we've entertained both sides of this argument on this program, and I've heard a lot of people going in one way and coming in another. And what I can say about it is this. I think that when you have this CEO, and I think he's the same guy that testified in Congress last year, 18 months ago, who basically said, no, we do what we want. This is problematic, right? Trump put rules on the table when he was in office, when at the point where he was going to get rid of TikTok, right? I remember that. And they said, okay, well, we'll have ByteDance, divest or whatever it was and have some other company come in. But since then, they've continued to violate. They didn't use servers that are in the U.S. They transported user data from the U.S. into China. And that's the threat. And it makes you wonder, why is it that they want it? Well, it makes all the sense in the world. You've now got the Chinese living in everybody's cell phone. They've got access to your camera. They've got access to your microphone. We all know about the dreaded cookies, right? They know what you're browsing. They know what you're looking at. This is not good. Now, they say it's for consumer data, this, that, and the other. But what about when it's Senator so-and-so? And maybe that senator doesn't have a TikTok account, but maybe his teenage daughter does. So these are all considerations. Now, I'm not saying you should get rid of TikTok because somebody's daughter wants to have a TikTok account. No, not at all. But what I am saying is, if it poses a threat to the United States' national security, then we have to entertain the conversation and say, what's going on here? And I think that the deal that's on the table is a good one. And there's talk that, you know, John Catsimatidis, no, I'm just kidding. He shut that down when he was on here. He said, I did not buy in TikTok. But other billionaires that are out there saying that they may, in fact, buy TikTok. Elon Musk's been talking about that. There's others that have been interested in buying TikTok. So I'm curious to know, you know, how it's going to go. But ultimately, I think that's the way it needs to go. We can't have all of this foreign infrastructure, foreign investment, and foreign control to have access to Americans like that, because it's too pervasive. They can put out whatever message they want. Just 170 American users. That's half our population. That means, other than infants and old people, everybody's on TikTok. And I'm not. You might see videos of me on TikTok, but I don't have a TikTok account because of the concerns I have. So, I don't know. I want to know your thoughts on this and everything else that's out there, because this is a hot-button topic, and it's going to get drowned out, no question, by the inauguration coverage that's going to come on Monday. And I want to talk about the inauguration, so we'll do that in the subsequent segment. Again, if I'm going to try and share all my thoughts and then, of course, try to get to your calls as well. 833-4-VALDEZ.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
When disaster strikes, the food supply is the first domino to fall. It can start quietly, an emergency alert, a breaking news headline. But within hours, reality sets in. People rush to grocery stores, emptying shelves of everything from bread to canned goods. Lines stretch out the door, tempers flare, and desperation takes hold. And no matter who's in charge these days, you simply can't rely on the government to bail you out. That's why having an emergency food supply on hand is the right move for you and your family. Right now, you can get $50 off a 4-week emergency food kit at MyPatriotSupply.com. They're an American company trusted by millions, offering 2,000 calories per day with essential vitamins and minerals to keep you strong during a crisis. This food will be there for you when you need it, since it lasts up to 25 years and can ship out to you next day. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now to get $50 off your 4-week emergency food kit. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stirring fiber, exercising, frequent trips to the store for more laxatives and fiber. Sounds like your constipation with belly pain is a lot to manage. But if your symptoms that keep coming back are signs of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it. Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Enter a brave new world with America's number one brand of shaving cream, Barbasol. Gear up with Barbasol Collector's Cans, featuring Marvel Studios' Captain America Brave New World. Because superhero confidence starts with a great shave.
You want me? Come and get me!
Barbasol limited edition cans in stores now. Collect them all before they're gone. And see Marvel Studios' Captain America Brave New World only in theaters February 14. This film is not yet rated.
The county just requested more electric charging stations.
Orders have really amped up at Able Electric.
We need 3 more at First in Maine, and we just got another hotel chain.
It's no shock. Able Electric needs Able Electrician.
Grocery store wants charging stations too.
And fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This is America. This is Night. This is Rich Valdez.
All right, amigos, welcome back. Rich Valdez keeping you company all night, or at least till 1 a.m. in most areas, midnight in others. And I want to remind you that the big news tonight, the Israeli government has accepted the terms of the deal, and they are releasing 700-plus hostages, prisoners of war that they have in exchange for 35 hostages from Hamas. Other big story, El Trompito Donaldus Magnus, President Trump deciding to bring the inauguration swearing in inside the Capitol Rotunda, just like Ronald Reagan did back in 1985, because of severe cold, the Arctic blast that's hitting us here in D.C. I'm in D.C. today, and I'll be here through Monday, through Tuesday, actually. And I can tell you that it's been chilly, but it's not freezing yet. The Arctic isn't here just yet, but I'm not going to speak too soon. Your calls, let's go to Joe, Oxford, Mississippi, WNTM in the building. Joe, go for it, quickly.
Well, said, I was taken aback by the conversation with you and the guy from Chicago.
Alderman Lopez, yes.
The Democratic Party has not been a Johnny-come-lately victim of a hostile takeover or a hijacking by the political and cultural left. This has been going on for 50 years from the bottom up. This hasn't just happened in the last several years.
No, of course not. But it seems to have, the cultural rot has spread. I mean, look at the candidates that you had 50 years ago or whatever. Let's just use JFK, right? JFK was definitely not a Joe Biden. JFK is definitely not an AOC. Would you agree?
In fact, even Eric Severide in a biography of JFK.
I don't think you heard me. Would you agree that AOC compares to JFK, or do you think they're two different types of Democrats?
Oh, my goodness. But you said, hey, in 60 years, I'm 67 years old, and doing political work and staying abreast of things, I know things change. But would you believe, even in the run-up to 1960, there were misgivings about Jack Kennedy being too conservative?
Oh, yeah, I would believe that. I mean, he had very conservative, I would say, fiscal policy. He was the first one talking about reducing tax rates so that we could have more revenue. That's what Reagan did. It's what Trump did. And I could see why he would get some flack for that. But, yeah, no, I get what you're saying. They've always been there, but they didn't own the hearts and minds of so many in the party. And I really feel like the Democrat Party has taken a turn. And you're right, it's a long time coming. But I, the question is, you know, will they rectify it? I don't know.
Well, they said, and another myth that has gone on, and they said that people who look behind the numbers have known this. It is not just the party of the millionaire, woke, overeducated professionals and the down and out have nots. People from other parts of the country have told me, even in places in the Great Lakes states.
Well, I get you. And it's also the party of everybody that's in a union. And I think that's part of the stronghold they have. But little by little, we're snapping it in half. Joe, thank you for your call, WNTM. And folks, I will be with you for a little bit on Monday, and then I'm headed to some inaugural festivities. Keep it right here. I'm Rich Valdez. God bless you, America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Snow and bitter cold is forecast for much of the national and the Northeast, including Washington, D.C.
National Weather Service meteorologist Andrew Orison.
It's going to be, you know, the central Appalachians, the mid-Atlantic, and up into New England as we go into the day on Sunday and through Sunday night. And we are going to be looking at areas west of the I-95 corridor from Washington, D.C., through New York City and up towards Boston. Areas north and west of these locations are going to be looking at as much as 6 inches of snowfall.
But Orison says the Arctic air coming from Canada is expected to be some of the coldest air of the season for much of the central and eastern United States, with temperatures below zero. I'm Donna Warder.
CNN has lost a major defamation case in Florida.
A jury in Panama City, Florida, found that CNN defamed a U.S. Navy veteran in a 2021 story about people paid to rescue endangered Afghans following the Taliban takeover of the country. The jury reached the verdict following more than 8 hours of deliberation in a trial that took less than 2 weeks. The jury awarded $5 million in damages to Zachary Young, who blamed CNN for destroying his business by mentioning him in a story about a black market of smuggling Afghans out for high fees. Next, jurors will be asked whether CNN will be on the hook for punitive damages. I'm Haya Punjwani.
Also at townhall.com, Israel's cabinet has approved a deal for a ceasefire in Gaza and the release of dozens of hostages that will pause the 15-month war in Hamas for 6 weeks. The decision early Saturday brings Israel and Hamas a step closer to ending the deadliest and most destructive fighting for those ever. The ceasefire will go into effect on Sunday. 33 hostages released over the 6 week first phase of the deal. More news and analysis found at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Right now, with an important alert, home title fraud is one of the fastest-growing white-collar crimes in the country. Criminals can make millions on your house without you even knowing it. Michael, you were one of those criminals?
Yeah, that's right. I was responsible for about $16 million in equity theft and title fraud.
Wow.
And to be honest, it was easy to do. It's just paperwork. So by the time you find out what's happening, the equity in your home is already gone.
So how do you keep your property and equity safe? For more, here's Action News reporter Ron Steven.
Well, Monica, an in-depth investigation found there's actually just one company that prevents this type of crime from happening, Equity Protect. Equity Protect scans, monitors, alerts, and most importantly, protects you from any attempts to tamper with or steal your home equity and ownership 24 hours a day. Other companies merely monitor. Equity Protect stops the crime from happening. Find out if you're already a victim or take a free risk assessment today at equityprotect.com. That's equityprotect.com.
New York City has shuttered a sprawling tent complex that housed hundreds of migrant families on a remote former airport in Brooklyn. Details on this from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
As New York City shrinks, the emergency shelter system built up in response to a surge from the southern border that has been steadily receding in recent months, officials chose to close this facility. The last of the roughly 2,000 people living on a windswept tarmac at Floyd Bennett Field, once the city's first airport, departed a gated encampment over the weekend, and crews were seen dismantling the hulking structure. Advocates had warned that the facility, which is built on leased federal lands, could be vulnerable to immigration raids as President-elect Donald Trump takes office on Monday. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Senate is set for Inauguration Day vote on legislation that would require federal authorities to detain migrants accused of theft and violent crimes. The bill would also give states new power to legally challenge federal immigration policies. Senate Republicans made the so-called Lincoln Riley Act a priority. More news at townhall.com. Even before being sworn in as president, Donald Trump is causing big changes at the FBI. Bob Agnew reports on this.
The FBI has confirmed reports that in December it closed down its diversity, equity, and inclusion offices in anticipation of new policies under incoming President Trump. The federal government and businesses have been under growing pressure from conservatives to root out DEI policies critics say can lead to poor performance. DEI critics have grown more vocal since the U.S. Supreme Court struck down affirmative action in college admissions in 2023. Bob Agnew reporting.
TikTok says it will have to go dark this weekend unless the outgoing Biden administration assures the company it won't enforce a shutdown after the Supreme Court unanimously upheld the federal law banning the popular app unless it's sold by its China-based parent company, ByteDance. You'll find more news, analysis, headlines, and stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Happy New Year, Redding, from your friends at Black Bear Diner, reminding you that if you're looking for more food, more fun, and more family, this is the place to be. You can count on a warm atmosphere and deliciously fresh home-style food. It's the perfect spot for every generation, with something for everyone. Come for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has distinct treasures to choose from, including vinyl records, DVDs, antique jewelry such as brooches and rings, necklaces and bracelets. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also offers vintage clothing and accessories such as retro dresses and scarves, jackets and hats, along with vintage furniture, tablecloths and silverware, cookware and glassware. And don't forget Mantiques, including military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry such as crosses and rings, sports memorabilia, and collectibles. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
More productive. They'll be more productive. Forget that 40-hour or 50-hour work week. So many of us work 60-hour work weeks all over the place and more. But the Progressive Hill Staff group, they have a group. It's an association. Not a bright bunch, not a serious bunch, not an honorable or respectable bunch, and a lot of gender dysphoria going on. And, of course, monkeypox, which I think they've got a drug for that now, don't they? Doesn't Big Pharma have something to clear your monkeypox right up, Michael? Why am I asking Michael? Why would he know? I don't know. As the second Donald Trump presidential term dawns, some progressive Capitol Hill staffers are floating a bold new proposal, colon, See, that's where it begins. They love their Cullens. Working less. The Congressional Progressive Staff Association proposed establishing a rotating 32-hour work week on the Hill. They sent a letter out to the leaders of the House and the Senate yesterday, and they say that reducing the number of hours they work, you see, will actually make them more productive. More productive if they work less. This is the government. It's Washington, you know. And if they show up for fewer hours, they'll get more done, which as a mathematical equation might lead one to believe that if they didn't work at all, that would really maximize their production, because their argument is the less I'm there, the more productive I am. Therefore, you're fired. Just stay home. That will maximize your productivity. So thanks for that. The Democrats, remarkable stuff. But that's not the biggest thing. We got a lot of big things going on. There are a couple of confirmation hearings yesterday. The Secretary of the Department of Treasury, Bessent, and he was quite good yesterday, I've got to say. Even though he was a money manager for George Soros, he apparently is good at managing money. Soros is really, really rich and evil also. He's the evil George Soros, multi-billionaire, all that stuff, crazy stuff. And also Variety magazine, Trump names Sylvester Stallone, Mel Gibson, and John Voight as special ambassadors to troubled Hollywood. Ambassadors to Hollywood. Hollywood is a foreign country filled with aliens from other galaxies, so it's probably a good idea to have ambassadors. And why not Sylvester Stallone and Mel Gibson and John Voight? Sylvester Stallone and Mel Gibson can parachute in and swing across the stage on ropes and have some fun with it all as ambassadors. Quite remarkable. And the news media. The news media is having some issues. You see, they're moving Wolf Blitzer. Wolf Blitzer is, can you believe that? I mean, he's the immovable Wolf Blitzer at CNN. He's Mount Rushmore. But they also, and I'll get to that, but they also, listen to this now, CNN reportedly considering exiling Jim Acosta. Remember, he was a fake White House correspondent for CNN during the first go-round with President Trump. And these guys, can I just say, these guys, remarkable stuff. He was a yeller, and he should have been banned from journalism and Washington and maybe the United States of America. His real name is Abelio, but he's ashamed of his heritage. So CNN reportedly considering exiling Jim Acosta's show to midnight. They're going to put him on at midnight, you know, Eastern time. On the West Coast, that's not so bad, though. That's only 9 o'clock, if I'm doing my gazintas correctly. And CNN reportedly considering exiling Jim Acosta's show to midnight. And this, listen to this, so the rest of the headline from the left-wingers at Mediaite. To throw a bone to Trump. They want to throw a bone to Trump. I don't believe that is true, not for a moment. I don't think they want to throw a bone to Trump at all. So it must be something else and not that. But we've got that gun. It would be funny if CNN moved his show to midnight because he's such a what is he, a, well, we can't really say it here. We'll just say rectal aperture. I think that might suffice. And CNN to shift Wolf Blitzer to mornings in massive shakeup at embattled network. It's an embattled network. The network is embattled. They're embattled. They're in a battle with ratings. The fight to get to the bottom of the ratings totem pole. Can you say totem pole, or will Democrats disapprove of that? Because we've got that going too. Yeah, CNN to shift Wolf Blitzer to mornings and massive shakeup embattled network. Colon. They love their colons. Report. You should never have one word after the colon. I think that's a bit much. So ratings-challenged CNN will reportedly move veteran anchor Wolf Blitzer to a new slot in the mornings as part of a wider reshuffle by the embattled cable news pioneer, according to their boss there, Mark Thompson. Mark Thompson. Wolf Blitzer, 76 years old. He's 76 years old. He looks good. He's a lot sharper than, let's say, Joe Biden, for example. In fact, he's a lot sharper than Kamala Harris, who is not 76 years old, but never mind that. One of the network's longest tenured anchors and current host of The Situation Room. That's a government reference. That's a room in the White House where they talk about secret stuff. And very inside baseball, very inside Washington, because it's all a great big circle fest in a hot tub. It's the Democrat Party. So we certainly wish everybody the best, except for Jim Acosta, as you might imagine. Remarkable stuff. And elite Democrats stunned. I got to tell you, it's amazing stuff. We've got the Democrats. Actually, this is the New York Post story. I like this New York Post story. That's a fun story. Elite Democrats shunned democracy throughout Biden's term. They shunned democracy. For how long have I been saying now, Michael? The Democratic Party isn't, right? Friendly fire isn't. Common sense isn't. And the Democratic Party isn't. In case there are Democrats listening, they isn't Democratic anymore. See what I'm saying? It's a little hard for them to comprehend these things. It's a concept that they're not usually capable of grasping. Yeah, but the elite Democrats shunned democracy throughout Biden's term, and now they're paying the price. That's the headline at the New York Post. Wonderful stuff. And here's the left-wingers at Mediaite. They all sleep together, you know, the White House and the media and stuff. Democrats, you know how they are. Monkeypox. They are the party of monkeypox. They spread it like wildfire in California, don't they? I think from now on, the turn of phrase is not just it spreads like wildfire. You have to say in Los Angeles or under Karen Bass, under Gavin Newsom. It spreads like wildfire under Gavin Newsom. Things like that. But Mediaite, Biden White House feels, quote, like a morgue, end quote, ahead of Trump inauguration. I'm remembering when George W. Bush was elected and the Democrats wanted to defeat him so they could steal everything. You remember the Democrats in the Clinton White House, they removed all the W's from all the typewriters and the computer keyboards, and they removed all the W's because they have the brains of infants. They have the brains of children. I wonder where those nitwits are today. Probably in corporate America, implementing DEI policies. DEI policies. Oh, by the way, another Democrat mayor, she was the mayor, I believe, arrested in California, and I've got that for you. But that's not as good as the Washington Post cartoonist. Well, it's not good, but it's a relevant story. A Washington Post political cartoonist arrested and charged yesterday and in jail on $1 million bond. For what? What is the charge, Michael? It's another Democrat child porn. More child porn from yet another Democrat. And this guy, the cartoonist, a Pulitzer Prize winning political cartoonist, Washington Post and beyond, is a huge, frothy, anti-Trump, Republican hater. And he hates, it's what he does. That's why they pay him the big money, because the Democrat hate machine is everywhere. And they're infested with child molesting, you know, child porn, people all over the place. They're like the Democrat mayor of College Park, Maryland, who was a frequent visitor to the Biden White House and a pal of Pete Buttigieg. And I believe he's in prison for the next 50 years or so for his many, many all-gay child porn collection, his child porn collection. So here's famed cartoonist. I love this. NBC Bay Area wants to make it a local. They want to localize the story. So famed cartoonist with Bay Area ties arrested on child porn charges. See, that's a good way in the headline of bringing it to the local readership and viewership there. Hey, it's not just a nothing story out of Washington. This guy's got Bay Area ties. He's got Bay Area ties. Yeah, he does. He's got some Bay Area ties going on in prison right now, too, where he may be for a long, long time. And another headline. This is the better one from The Blaze. Wonderful. Trump-hating Washington Post Pulitzer Prize-winning cartoonist who mocked Republicans as groomers arrested on child porn charges. Well, he mocked Republicans as groomers, and now he's in prison for multiple child porn charges. Well, of course he is. You know, Democrats. Whatever you do, don't let him near the kids. And for God's sake, don't let him play duck, duck, goose. The game is not what it used to be. Remarkable things. So we got that. And speaking of the Washington Post, this was laugh out loud funny, too. The Hill in Washington with the headline, The Washington Post rolls out new mission statement. They have a new mission statement, and the New York Times has the same story. To reach, quote, all of America. Wow. Why didn't I think of that? I guess your marketing department has been in jail for child porn, too, because isn't that the whole idea of being a newspaper? You just want to be a local paper in Washington, nothing more than that. To reach all of America. Wow. Huh. Maybe General Motors should think about that and Levi's jeans and what nitwits these people are. Just extraordinary stuff. Joe Biden did something in an interview yesterday with the socialists, Lawrence O'Donnell at MSDNC. He's a proud socialist, and he's unabashed about it, unashamed. And that's why the communists at the Joe Biden, feckless boy White House, with his last Friday as president today, Joe Biden, that's why they said, hey, let's sit down with Lawrence O'Donnell. He's a communist. And we hate America and freedom and free speech and capitalism. So let's do that. And they did a sit down like the mafia with the Bolshevik socialist anti-capitalist. Of course, they pay him millions of dollars. It's always easier to be a socialist when you're an American and you've got millions and millions in the bank. Then socialism is like, hey, man, I'm a socialist. Cool. Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Amazing stuff. Great stuff. Womp, womp, womp. Oh, and this is a fun idea. In Maryland, a local news story, Charles County government workers will get the Monday after the Super Bowl off. The Monday after the Super Bowl, they're going to get the day off. I saw this yesterday, and I laughed just for a second, and I said, you know, that might become a national trend. That might become very, very popular. Charles County might have started something there. We got Al Sharpton in the news and crazy left-wingers because, you know, the inauguration's coming up. So the violent, criminally insane, gender dysphoric, racist Democrats are, of course, arranging for a lot of protests. And the Reverend Al Sharpton isn't going to miss out on an opportunity to shake down, well, someone, anyone. We're at 888-630-9625.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
It's big. Soon, Donald J. Trump will be inaugurated the next president, and millions of Americans want to know the truth. They're turning to Newsmax for it. Newsmax is one of the most trusted news sources in America and the fastest growing cable news channel. All this week, tune into Newsmax at 7 p.m. Eastern to watch Rob Schmidt's series on Trump's big plans for day one. Then at 8 p.m. Eastern, Rob Finnerty exposes the billionaires trying to stop Trump. You need to watch Newsmax. Even President Trump says he watches it all the time. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems and YouTube TV. Or download our free Newsmax app on your phone or TV and start watching for free. Millions are really making the switch to Newsmax. Be one.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Get it going slower.
IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
IZERVAY or Avacincaptad Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
We all know just because gifts for loved ones can look like flowers, a spa day, or maybe even planning date night. But what about something that will truly last and protect your loved ones along the way? I'm talking about life insurance. I called SelectQuote to secure our coverage and couldn't believe how easy and affordable it was. I'm 40, and my $500,000 policy was only $16 a month. My husband's also 40, and his $500,000 policy was only $18 a month. And with their same-day coverage, there was no medical exam required, and we were covered by the time we hung up. With monthly payments less than the cost of a bouquet of flowers, this is the perfect time to make sure your family is protected.
Call SelectQuote at 1-800-474-5533 or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote today. That's 1-800-474-5533. 1-800-474-5533.
Details on example rate at SelectQuote.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Colorectal cancer is the leading cancer killer in men under 50 and the second leading cause of cancer death for women under 50. The American College of Radiology urges you to get screened starting at age 45. Now, Medicare and insurance companies are required to cover not only colonoscopy, but less invasive exams like virtual colonoscopy. Talk to your doctor about your options. For more information on virtual colonoscopy, visit radiologyinfo.org/virtualct.
Furnished by American College of Radiology.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man aged 45, non-smoker, can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month, level rate for 10 years. Or a man aged 50, non-smoker, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of $110, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At TermBusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-smoker rate class. Exam required to qualify.
Okay, I have a bevy of ridiculous Democrat moments to share with you today. The hours are ticking away on this Democrat administration, this catastrophic administration. War, mayhem, gangs, murder, self-immolation. The left is here. They're not liberals. They're not even Democrats. They're the left. Let's go to the telephones, Michael. Let's go to Brian, calling from Front Royal, Virginia. Brian, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris. Thanks for taking my call.
You betcha.
I just wanted to bring up the idea that perhaps the Biden administration is attempting to undermine a smooth transition of power as President Trump comes in next week with this peace deal, supposed peace deal, in the Middle East, which I believe is a booby trap. Don't be a booby and fall for the trap of Biden undermining this. It's designed to blow up in just a couple of weeks so that the mainstream media can say, oh, Biden had a great peace plan and Trump blew it. They need to do it on their own after Monday so that they can have true peace plan and totally annihilate and destroy Hamas. The only way to have peace is through victory, peace through strength and victory.
I like the way you think. I've got to say, I think you're 100% right. I think that the Biden people are undermining at every turn. Joe Biden is trying to pull the rug out in all kinds of ways as the transition takes place. And this time, it's kind of interesting because for years now, every time you use the word transition, you're talking about gender. You're talking about Democrats and gender. But I believe you're right. I honestly do, Brian, that they're looking to booby trap, to sabotage, to undermine. And they like war. They're the left.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Hey friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Padron 60th Anniversary. My new personal favorite, starting with an exclusive Perfecto shape, handcrafted by one master roller using only the finest tobaccos from Nicaragua. After 60 years of excellence, this cigar is Padron's masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
But while I was on hold, I got to thinking now. You remember back on the TV show Dallas? When was it Bobby?
Bobby Ewing.
When Bobby Ewing died, but then he came back and it was all a dream. So do you think Jill's going to open the shower curtain on Monday and Donald Trump's going to be standing there?
Well, there are all kinds of disturbing images there, I've got to say. I don't.
Sure. Okay. But one last thing. I know it's Friday. We're going into a long weekend. We're changing administrations, but I think you should have your last hour of people calling in to what should be the last question posed to White House spokesperson Karine Jean-Pierre.
Oh, that's a fun idea, too. Boy, what the last question.
My question, what you say that Joe and Jill are proud of Hunter, what are they most proud of? That he got kicked out of the Navy? That he took his daughter's college funds and spent it on blowing hookers? That,
impregnated the stripper and denied paternity. And they still don't hang the stocking.
His dead brother's widow and got her on crack and did her sister too. I mean, those are some significant achievements there.
You make some good points here. That is fun stuff, heck yeah. Because they're very proud. He's the most intelligent person that Joe Biden knows, he said.
But, you know, truth be told, Joe doesn't know a lot of people, so that, well, not that he, could be true.
Not that he can recall. And since you mentioned the cancer moonshot, you know, Joe Biden did promise. In fact, I think Michael Piercy has been busy typing away, pulling up the standby for just a sec, because this was a Joe Biden promise.
I promise you, if I'm elected president, you're going to see the single most important thing that changes America is we're going to cure cancer.
Ah, so how's he done on that, Heck?
Well, the only moonshot I recall is the video of Hunter walking around with his butt hanging out. So
that's fair also. Yeah, and I went to whitehouse.gov, the president and first lady's cancer moonshot, because she's a doctor, you know, so they put her in there.
The she's president, a hell of a doctor.
And a hell of a doctor. She should be the Surgeon General. The President and First Lady's Cancer Moonshot, Ending Cancer as We Know It. As we, why as we know it? Well, that's kind of a strange turn of phrase.
They could redefine cancer like they did with the recession. So.
Right, good point. And inflation and so many other things. All right, Heck,
I took a lot of your time there, but I think that, you know, your last hour... What's the last question for Kareem? So there you go. There's that fills up your last hour for the weekend.
Good questions. Heck, from Bethesda, Maryland. Thank you very much. And you know, honestly, it's true. If today is Cringe's last ordinary press conference before she takes a job with ABC News or whoever she takes it with, Satan's Army, maybe the After School Satan Club. She could become the head of the After School Satan Club. It'd be fun to see what the last question is, and there should be questions about these things. Yeah, Hunter Biden, and Hack is right. Hunter Biden was dating, I'm making quotation marks with my fingers, his brother Bo's widow. Bo tragically passed away. He was the good brother. And then Hunter moved in, and he got her hooked on crack. And then he dated, I'm making quotation marks with my fingers again, her sister. So he dated, I think you see what's happening here, the widow and then the widow's sister, because they're always keeping it classy. Keep it classy, San Diego. Isn't it amazing? But the White House document, whitehouse.gov, the president and first lady reignited the Biden cancer moonshot to mobilize the national effort. It's a national effort to end cancer as we know it. You going to make it into something that we don't know? That's kind of weird. Wouldn't you just say to end cancer, to cure cancer? Why would you add as we know it? That's you know, it's the end of the world as we know it.
If you could do anything at all, Joe, what would you do? I said I'd cure cancer. They looked at me like, why cancer? Because no one thinks we can. That's why, and we can.
That's not true.
We end cancer as we know it.
As we know it. See, there it is. That's good. We're building a world where the word cancer loses its power. A diagnosis isn't a death sentence. I don't know if these guys have been paying attention for the last 50 years, but we in the United States have been making great headway on that, and to the betterment of all of humanity, as is so often the case with the United States and the patriarchy and big pharma and all the things that we do here in the United States to make the world a better place. But Joe Biden promised, and he used the word promise, that gonna cure cancer and end cancer, and just another falsehood, just another failure. Amazing stuff. Oh, Michael Piercy is moving a microphone close to his face.
I just want to point out, Joe mentioned this in his farewell address the night before last in a very offhanded way, if I may.
Sure, Joe Biden, night before last in his farewell address. It was, the news media said it was the equivalent of Eisenhower's military-industrial complex. Beware the military-industrial complex. Joe Biden is the military-industrial complex that Ike warned us we should beware of. Joe Biden, night before last.
Artificial intelligence even has the potential to help us answer my call to end cancer as we know it. But unless safeguards are in place, AI could spawn new threats to our rights.
What new threat? But I thought it was just Republicans that were a threat to you guys. Can I just say, what's the matter you? You got to know respect. Shut up, you face. Amazing stuff. That's Joe Biden, and he's on his way out, and that's a good thing, because so many of us voted against him, and that's wonderful. All right, let's go to some of the, because Joe Biden, again, did an interview with, who did he do the interview with? Oh, Lawrence O'Donnell at MSDNC, where radical left-wing extremists and anti-American, anti-capitalist, communist hacks are paid millions of dollars by NBC, the news division of NBC, the network TV. And, hey, let's put some communists out there, pay them millions of dollars, and have them spread the communist message so, you know, soon all life on Earth will be extinguished because it seems to be their ultimate goal. Nobody kills like the left. Forget about the Islamists and the terrorists. They're pikers compared to the left. They genuinely and honestly are, if you noticed anything about the last century. So I want to, before we start, because he's doing this interview with Lawrence O'Donnell at MSDNC, just to establish Lawrence O'Donnell's credentials.
Unlike you, I am not a progressive. I am not a liberal who's so afraid of the word that I had to change my name to progressive.
I'm not either.
Liberals amuse me. I am a socialist. I live to the extreme left.
Right.
The extreme left of you mere liberals, okay?
Ah, yeah. Well, so you want to join the club of killers, the killers of the 20th century, most prolific mass murderers in the history of humankind, the socialist revolution. Bernie Sanders, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, let's face it, the Democrat Party. They're here to destroy the world. If you can destroy America, you'll destroy the world. We saved the world in the 20th century again and again from absolute tyranny, global tyranny. Had we not been there and intervened after Pearl Harbor, gone to Europe and all that, the entire planet Earth would be a slave ship divided up by the Socialist Workers' Party of Adolf Hitler and the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics under Joseph Stalin. And then the Maoists came along, and everybody would just be getting whipped at the rock quarry today everywhere in the world, were it not for the United States. The Democrat Party represents that movement of the 20th century. Many of them are not intelligent enough or well-informed enough to realize or recognize who they are and what they're doing. But never mind that. Here is another discussion for another day. But the commies are here. And remember, the Democratic Party isn't. They are Bolsheviks. They're not liberals. They're leftists. All right, and here's Joe Biden with Lawrence O'Donnell, the socialist, the Bolshevik. And they love it. They love it. And again, he makes a seven-figure salary year after year. That makes it easier to be a socialist. I'm really generous with other people's money. Let's take your money this time. Here is President Biden with the socialist Lawrence O'Donnell last night.
I really am concerned about how fragile democracy is. That sounds corny, but I mean, I really am concerned because you've heard me say it 100 times. I really think we're at an inflection point in history here.
It's a big word.
We're unrelated to any particular leader. Things are going to change drastically.
That happens a lot. I don't know if, you know, you've lived enough of our history. Now, let's keep in mind, Joe Biden has lived a lot of our history. In fact, Joe Biden's date of birth, the date on which Joe Biden, the day on which Joe Biden was born, was closer to the inauguration of Abraham Lincoln than it was to his own inauguration. That is a true fact. That is an actual truth. I bet Joe Biden doesn't even know that. Because his brain, she's a no good. She's a broke. So he's concerned democracy is fragile. Well, it survived you for 4 years and Kamala Harris, and looks like we might get this proposition back on track. I'm hopeful. But there are no guarantees in life, as we know. Remarkable stuff. He's concerned about how fragile democracy is because we're at an inflection point. I wonder who taught him that word yesterday. That's kind of a big, big word. That's remarkable stuff. Joe Biden, and, you know, we got Vladimir Putin. Remember when they lied to us about all that Russian collusion stuff? Whatever happened to that? Where's our filthy news media when it comes to the years of Russian collusion and, you know, your inflection point is blah, blah, blah. And we got Xi Jinping, a ricochet rabbit over in communist China, taking over the world in Latin America and in Africa, a lot of slave labor, child slave labor to mine rare earth elements so they can make batteries for your Tesla and your iPhone. Their little tiny fingers being worked to nubs. And then they take the rare earth elements that they're using slave labor, child labor in Africa to mine, sending it to China, where child labor, they put together your iPhone for Apple, Tim Cook and Democrats and all that stuff. So here's Joe Biden. He's really concerned about where the world is headed.
There's so damn many bullies around.
Islamists?
And I now extrapolate that all the way to democracy.
You fund them.
The reason for all the safeguards out there is, in a very trite way to say it, keep the bullies from taking advantage of everybody else.
Bullies.
They're basic guardrails.
Yeah. Do we call, like, Stalin and Hitler and Mao bullies now? Is that the Ayatollahs are bullies? We use this, like, a playground, schoolyard language to describe the tyrants of the world. We're not children here. Well, he's got the brain of a child, and so do the vast majority of his voters, for that matter. I always tap the bully guardrails. This language is the language of an idiot, of course, and appropriately so, Joe Biden.
So I guess what I'm worried about is that the thing that keeps it on track,
you,
are the guardrails.
Dr. Jill?
There's a Supreme Court that's independent.
There is.
But
you're trying
not,
to pack
but
it.
Accountable.
Oh.
There's a Congress that you speak your mind, but you're held accountable to basic standards. There's a presidency that says you have really limited powers. I mean, you're the top dog, but you're not. You can't dictate everything. And I don't know. They seem to just seem to be chipping away.
Yeah, you are.
Those elements.
Yeah, the left is. Yeah, and the Supreme Court, which he wants to pack. He wants to add. What do they want to add? Like six Democrat left-wing radical extremists to the Supreme Court to pack them because they have the sensibilities of Joseph Stalin and the KGB, La Ventre Beria. The Supreme Court is independent but not accountable. No, well, I got it. You should be thrown in prison, I think, just for saying that because that's misinformation, disinformation. Hillary Clinton said you might get prison for spreading misinformation. Because they're fascists, honestly. And the Supreme Court is accountable based on our incredibly stable and ingenious system. Presidents come in. I hope Trump gets at least one more pick on the Supreme Court in the upcoming 4 years. Maybe two. Because Jake LaMotta is not going to make it through another 4 years, is she? I don't think so. So he wants to pack the Supreme Court, and they're not held accountable. Here he is threatening. They threaten CEOs, and Democrats show up and shoot and kill CEOs. They threaten the Supreme Court, which Chuck Schumer has done and Joe Biden is doing. A would-be assassin at Brett Kavanaugh's house, who was planning on murdering three Supreme Court justices, and the Democrats are still threatening the Supreme Court. These people are un-American, they're undemocratic, and they're not on our side, and not very bright either.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
When disaster strikes, the food supply is the first domino to fall. It can start quietly, an emergency alert, a breaking news headline. But within hours, reality sets in. People rush to grocery stores, emptying shelves of everything from bread to canned goods. Lines stretch out the door, tempers flare, and desperation takes hold. And no matter who's in charge these days, you simply can't rely on the government to bail you out. That's why having an emergency food supply on hand is the right move for you and your family. Right now, you can get $50 off a 4-week emergency food kit at MyPatriotSupply.com. They're an American company trusted by millions, offering 2,000 calories per day with essential vitamins and minerals to keep you strong during a crisis. This food will be there for you when you need it, since it lasts up to 25 years and can ship out to you next day. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now to get $50 off your 4-week emergency food kit. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
You know, the new year is a great time to reconsider how we do things, like how to make things better in 2025. Like when it comes to the whole struggle of how to pay for your health care, people generally are not happy with the status quo. But there's good news. There's a much better option, and it's proven. MediShare is refreshing. You can save thousands of dollars a year. Many save up to $500 a month, seriously. And you get to choose from a huge network of doctors and providers. And maybe the best part, and we know this from research on why people join MediShare, they love this. Instead of sending your money every month to a huge corporation that might fund all sorts of procedures or things you don't believe in, you're joining a faith-based network of people who actually care about each other. And like I said, that's refreshing. There is a better option. You don't have to do it the way you've always done it. You can make a change and start saving now. Here's the number. They're easy to talk to. Call 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Colorectal cancer is the leading cancer killer in men under 50 and the second leading cause of cancer death for women under 50. The American College of Radiology urges you to get screened starting at age 45. Now, Medicare and insurance companies are required to cover not only colonoscopy, but less invasive exams like virtual colonoscopy. Talk to your doctor about your options. For more information on virtual colonoscopy, visit radiologyinfo.org/virtualct.
Furnished by American College of Radiology.
Former CIA officer Jason Hansen here. As someone who's dedicated my life to protecting people, I know the importance of guarding what matters most. Right now, with global instability and the dollar's declining value, that means securing your financial assets with gold. For me, I trust Advantage Gold with my own investments. Give them a call at 800-900-8000 for a 100% free gold guide. Again, call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 today.
Paid for by Advantage Gold. Performance may vary. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Always consult your financial and tax professional.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man aged 45, non-smoker, can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month, level rate for 10 years. Or a man aged 50, non-smoker, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of $110, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At TermBusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-smoker rate class. Exam required to qualify.
Ah, yes. A bronze plaque for all the law enforcement agencies that attended January 6th. The Democrats want to put up a bronze plaque commemorating the FBI and the Park Police on January 6th, because January 6th is kind of remarkable thing. It's all it represents toxic masculinity, the way I said. It's a group of men, mostly white, who carry guns, and they want to put a plaque up. Did they all shoot Ashley Babbitt and kill Ashley Babbitt without warning while unarmed after serving 12 years in the United States Air Force, or not? Kind of hard to say for sure. Womp, womp, womp. We have great many stories to share with you today, because Today is the last Friday before Inauguration Day. Inauguration Day Monday. So what do we have now? It's someone's telling us, so we got 74 hours. Joe Biden has less than 75 hours left as President of the United States. And that's a good thing, let me say. We got Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and then Joe Biden is no longer a president. I speak English a Tuesday, Thursday. It's ticking out loud. Dr. Jill, I think, is throwing stuff in luggage to steal.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.